you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Happy New Year.
I just want to say hello to, Happy New Year. Let's try this again.
Let's try it again.
On the air.
Yes. Hello. You're on the air.
Ah. Hi. How are you?
I'm okay.
Am I in the air?
Yeah.
Let me turn down my radio.
Please.
Okay, I just want to say Happy New Year to Mike. And
okay. Elena's here. You want to say Happy New Year to Elena?
Buzz.
That, well, Elena is court.
I'm sorry. I was under the mistaken impression that since you said I'm on the air that it was my turn to speak.
No, it is. It is your turn to speak. Go ahead.
Could I finish saying Happy New Year?
Yes, please.
Mike?
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Don, Buzz, Joe, John, Happy New Year. And I have a prediction that right now, everybody that listens to the Don and Mike Show is listening to this right now.
Who's Don?
Who's Don?
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, the guy with the shiniest ball sack on earth, Mike O'Mara, who invented V-neck pants and also has a shiny taint.
What?
Oh, did you just open up the line?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Goddamn, we'll go way back here.
We'll deal with a rondel.
Wow.
Stereo hi-fi cat.
What year are we talking about here?
Mike? All I know is this is the record that I bought when I was a kid. We don't have this on CD.
Is it a 78? It has that kind of distortion to it.
Yeah, it's a 45 RPM record. I guess the year would be, my God, late 60s, something like that.
Back when they used to make records right in the studio.
Da-da-da-da. Yeah, Bill Dylan and the Rondells right there. And this is the Don and Mike Show. Oh, I almost forgot about Ed McMahon. And this.
Come on,
I
Ed.
Like rape.
What was that?
I like rape.
Oh, that. Would you stop that, please?
I like rape.
Stop it. That's not funny.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Don and Mike!
I like rape.
Oh, my God.
Don and Mike Show, phone number 877-365-3636. I have got Super Bowl fever.
Are you ready?
There's nothing nobody can do about it.
You're ready for the big game?
Here we are having our big Super Bowl absinthe party on Friday live on the show. As far as I know, we are getting that videotape of the woman getting around to the horse.
Oh, my God.
And I have a gift to start the show today for Buzz.
A gift?
A fashion show. I'm going to ask for right now to be put on by Mr. Buzz Girdley.
Oh, I can't wait. This is exciting. I'm trying on gowns.
Hold on a second. Rob just looked it up in his book. Rock, may I bet by Bill Deal and the Rondell.
1969, and it went to number 39.
Number 39 in 1969.
1969, it sounds more like 1949.
It does. Hey, you're dissing my song, man.
Well, listen, it's the audio quality of it.
Yeah, because it's a record. Listen.
Hey, you can hear the crackle, tap, crackle, bop.
Cool, can't find it on CD nowhere.
Bill Deal
and the Rondells.
Did the Rondells break off from Bill Deal at any point and just become the Rondells?
I don't know.
Did that sound like that could happen?
They were the house band at a nightclub in Virginia Beach.
How in the name of all that is sacred do you know that?
He just does. Listen, about Super Bowl XXXI fever. We got our party happening on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear it here on the show. We've got the absinthe.
Right.
We're getting the video together.
Right.
We got it all happening.
Check.
I got a guy, this guy, this friend of mine, the guy that got me into meet Barbara Streisand when she did the show last year at the Verizon Center.
Right.
This guy is down at the Super Bowl.
Ah.
He's the guy that sent me a box full of stuff, which involves the gift that I have that I'd like Buzz to try on.
Wonderful.
He calls me up today and says, this is typical, and he's being as nice as can be, the typical rich guy in the world of world of corporate America,
mm-hmm.
where everything is just there, and right. you can't understand how a regular guy possibly exists.
Yeah, things are just there for the taking. The world is your oyster.
The guy calls me up today and says, hey, did you get that box of stuff I sent you? I said, yeah, he's down at the Super Bowl. I said, yeah, I really appreciate it. He said, hey, I got an offer for you. You can't resist this offer. I'm like, okay, what is it? He said, how would you like to come to the game?
Wow.
So,
that's a big deal.
I said, you're asking me.
Yeah.
He said, no, we got a suite down here. We got a suite at the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is get a flight,
uh-huh.
get a car,
right.
get a hotel.
Uh-huh. Oh, did you think for a second that maybe he was really pulling out the strings?
No, I'm
sure he doesn't fly commercially.
No, I stopped for a second and I just looked at the telephone and said, what world do you think I live in? I said, just for snicks,
uh-huh.
let me go to orbits.com.
Right. See how much availability
right.
there is.
So I go in Orbits.
Any room?
And we've been down in South Florida for a couple of times. And
I believe the last time we were there for a Super Bowl, we made our reservations over 1 year in advance.
Mm-hmm. We did, and we still got stuck at that awful holiday.
Horrible.
That awful holiday that looked like a crack out.
Yep.
I swear to God.
That's with a year in advance.
Yeah, and they put me in Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went on Orbits today, and forget it. I mean, you're miles and miles and miles away from anything, not to mention, of course, buying a flight at the last minute, and then good luck getting a flight back out of town to get back here
right.
in a rental car and everything else. And this guy, as nice as can be, had the attitude with me like, well, it seems simple enough. It's Wednesday.
Right.
You just have to get down here by Saturday. Uh-huh. And what time does the show go on Monday?
Uh-huh.
I said, 3:00. Well, you're on a flight by 10. You're back there by 3.
Uh-huh.
What's the problem?
Yeah, what is the problem?
No problem. Thank you. Thank you for the free stuff, my friend.
Oh, if life was so simple.
Very nice.
Buzz?
Yes.
And this is purchased at the Super Bowl.
All right.
Can't get this merchandise nowhere else. That's the way they do it.
This is official big game merchandise.
NFL merchandise.
And Mike, could you please attest to the size, which is, I asked him to make sure that the size was on the baggie.
It's an L. It's a large.
Wow. Right. Here you go.
Well, it could be a size 7.
Isn't that
toddler's large?
Isn't that pretty? Isn't that pretty?
A large toddler.
No, I don't think it's toddler, but
no, I think it's a woman's.
I think we might refer to those as baby doll.
It is a...
it's a baby doll tee.
It is a glam tee.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the sparkly Super Bowl logo, South Florida, 020407. Would you be a love and slip out of your shirt and go... put that on for us,
Buzz, you know, it's one of our favorite gags now when you model these super tight T-shirts.
I would be honored.
And Buzz doesn't care. He likes to do it.
And you should know, Buzz.
He truly does.
When my friend was down there and called me over the weekend and said, do you want me to send you some crap back? I said, yeah, send a girl's shirt for Buzz. I said, but listen, don't make it that obvious. At least get him a large.
A large, and it is, I believe, in some circles, that is referred to as the baby doll T-shirt.
Now, this time of year, I've been wearing T-shirts over, like, a long-sleeve shirt that I'm wearing here.
Well, I really don't...
Do you want bare arms?
I would really rather you that you...
why don't you duck into the bathroom for a minute and put on the bare arms look.
I'll be right back.
Okay, because we know you like showing off the guns.
Can we put it on the website?
Oh, of course.
Because we know the ladies love that. The ladies are clamoring for that look with Buzz.
LL Cool B. Ladies love Cool Buzz.
So, couldn't get that hotel room in Sobe, huh?
No, I mean, this guy, I said to him, what type of world are you living in? I said, where are you staying at? And he said, they're like, at the Diplomat, or whatever.
Yes.
I said, why don't you just get me a room there?
Well, I'm at the Fontainebleau with the penthouse.
I said, why don't you just get me a room there? And there was a moment, he said, there are no rooms here. Like, hey, bud.
There it is.
Here's the thing.
He
can pull it off, can he?
He can.
He is wearing a goddamn woman's Super Bowl shirt.
Wow.
Turn around. You know what? He'll just end up getting more stink out of this.
Oh, look at the pose.
We do that to embarrass him.
Oh, no, but he doesn't get embarrassed and it backfires out.
Sadly, no. I should. Terrible. I don't.
Now, strike a pose, Buzz.
Quite an interesting new logo they have for the Super Bowl. They put a little star, a little space-age star on it.
And it's all sparkly and girl-like.
Yeah.
You know, gosh, I should have told my friend to get him a medium.
You think?
Really?
Or a petite.
A little smaller.
A petite would have worked.
Very comfortable, really.
Would it's you? The sleeves that crack me up.
It is sleeveless.
See, in some way, he wears his regular T-shirts that way.
I was just going to say, Buzz, if I hadn't told you that that was a woman's shirt,
right,
and had given it to you like off the air and said, hey, dude, this is a gift from me to you.
Great muscle shirt.
Jack LaLanne. you would have probably, maybe you wouldn't have said anything to my face, right, but you would have thought, oh, that's a nice shirt.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah,
yeah, but that
no,
does,
I would have recognized it as a woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I think anyone would.
And yet I'm not uncomfortable.
Your arms are comfortable in that?
Yes, they are.
Really?
Actually.
See what
yeah.
you say on the label.
It's highly disturbing now. Now the fact that you're comfortable in it is disturbing me even further.
Women's cropped sleeve tee.
Uh-huh.
Large.
Right. Look at him.
There you go.
My size. It's perfect.
You
Thank
are
you.
Resplendent, Buzz.
Well, ladies, you'll be able to see Buzz on the internet shortly. So
I'll wear this Friday in some form.
Enjoy. Enjoy. Oh, we'll all be wearing outfits on Friday.
I'm sure you
Puke
will.
Puke shirts.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Happy Wednesday.
Howdy.
Hey, I know AI was on last night, but did you catch any of the Chris Hansen show?
I like Wait.
I watched the very end of it.
Yeah, I got
fantastic.
I got the West Coast feed on TiVo. Haven't seen it yet. Was it a good episode?
Oh gosh, there's a guy gets tasered, and you ought to see him drop like a ton of crap. Oh, it was awesome.
We've got a taser.
No!
Get him,
no!
Get him, let it stop it. Get him, cuff him.
Oh, what a great sound!
Wow.
Taser sound.
I like rape.
Was it the Hobbit, please? They had one guy that apparently was one of those repeat offenders.
Oh, my God.
And he looked like, first of all, Rob, did he not look like he had the right side of his skull cracked open and then put back on again?
Carrie and I watched it. We watched it on TiVo, so we watched this guy and pause and look at him. Mm-hmm. And he had the same teeth that all the grown-ups have in that Christmas special Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Right.
Those huge buck teeth.
Straight.
That hang over your bottom lip.
And he was, and then at the end they said, we think he may have been mentally checked.
You think so?
Come on.
Because what he said is...
But scary nonetheless, because he was the same guy that committed assault.
It was magnificent. When Chris Hansen comes in, what he said is, oops.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know.
We'll have Chris Hansen back on the show on Monday.
Good.
To talk about his brand new show. Last night with American Idol, the only thing that I can think that was even of note was nothing that anybody did. It was just that... At one point, I was fixated on Paula Abdul. It was one of those nights.
Yep, you know, yep.
The talent was so-so, so I was fixated on the judges. And at one point, I stopped it, just froze it,
mm-hmm.
and got a really good shot. She's got those age spots right in her cleavage.
Does she?
Wow.
Yeah, and the makeup goes from the top of her head
right
to below where her Adam's apple would be. And then there was a huge, like, 3-inch swatch
uh-huh.
of what she of what that leather must really look like underneath
the real her.
Yeah,
and they really all looked like they were not real happy to be in Birmingham, Alabama.
That's right? That's the other thing that I love about American Idol, especially this year. And I agree with you, Mike. And I know it's in the editing, but they got to have a bad attitude anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Their attitude before they even start.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, God, we're in Birmingham. This sucks.
Right.
And then they sit down at the table, and before they see anybody, their body language is saying,
oh, yeah,
this sucks.
Why are we here? You know, obviously we can't stay out till 3 o'clock in this town. It sucks. What are we doing here? Paula went back to Hollywood the second day. And I'll tell you, when you have just Simon and Randy, it becomes the fraternity, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because there is nothing that anybody can do. I mean, they are the cruelty. Just the naked laughing when they sit there and they go, oh, you suck.
Hey, but without her there. They're like going out there opening the door. They're challenging.
Almost like fisticuffs.
They're challenging the idiots when the idiots leave and say, like, Randy Jackson's got a big fat ass.
Mm-hmm.
Without Paula Abdul there, he goes to the door and he opens up the door. And he's like, hey, what's up? You talking about me?
But they can take pudding and they take S and turn it into pudding.
Uh-huh.
Because you've got a situation there where the one thing, even when they were rejecting people were saying thank you, and it happened so much, what do? They turn it into a bit where they turn it into a montage of everybody getting rejected and saying thank you. I thought that was funny.
Believe how nice everyone is in Birmingham.
And then Simon, you know, that was hideous. A horrible performance. And you have somebody go, well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Right, off you go.
Very polite.
It was strange. It was kind of strange there.
And exactly what were the family emergencies that
led Paula Abdul away from day two in Birmingham.
You know, one can only speculate. You know, did you, like me, think perhaps Paula arrived at the whatever convention center it was in Birmingham and was put on the unable to perform list?
Yeah, but I'm noodling this through and thinking that this crap was taped months ago. The stuff that we're seeing now, they do some wraparounds that maybe are
current. Well, it was taped months ago, but it still has to be put in the can as day two in Birmingham, and they have to, you know, they had to get some material from there.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they really wanted to be fancy and really deceive us, I'm sure they could have pulled it off.
But I was thinking about this as well. You know, I guess it's just the point where they're fat and sloppy and lazy, they don't care. They had the one day that Simon Cowell didn't show up.
Right.
And they just started the show without him. And then Paula Abdul's got to leave, so they do have to show without her.
They're the divas, and, you know, Birmingham, I guess they give her a free pass. No attendance policy.
Birmingham.
Birmingham, Alabama.
There was only one real contestant of note last night.
Mm-hmm.
God, this woman, the 50-year-old?
Yes.
Michael Strahan in a dress?
From 22 to 33 to 50.
Wow. David Letterman laughs at the gap in this woman's teeth.
Yes.
Buzz, I don't know how your TV just automatically did not turn to that channel last night.
When that TVs vision, all over the nation should have done that.
When that vision of loveliness in yellow came out last night.
And one would think that she would have kept her little jacket on and not shown us her stomach. But she showed us the stomach that was covering everything down to her knees.
Oh, no.
And she had a stretch, like, you know, sweatpants on. That's what she was wearing.
And those floppy boobs.
Yes, yes. And very happy. But I didn't even call her for as old as she ended up being. She said 22, and they said, no, really, how old are you? And it was 33, and then she fessed up finally to being 50.
And then, and then she says she's 50, then they go, well.
Oh, bravo.
Well done.
What is the age cut, or is there an age cutoff?
As far as old as you can be?
Can you be old?
Yes, they just raised the age limit, but I don't remember what it is. I'm
hello?
50.
Don and Mike show, hello?
Is that me?
Is that a disqualification?
It sometimes is.
She said, is that me?
She said it in a very different way.
Anyway, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, this is Kathy. I was watching American Idol 2 last night, and I thought the ending was really funny when the last singer was on, and what's the guy's name? Simon. Simon saying, I'm going to call you. And then when Randy laughs. All right, I love the guy. Just so funny. I love
this. Listening
to you guys talk about it.
This may be the most terrible call about Idol we've ever, ever received.
I like rape.
You guys are great. Bye-bye. I love you.
Bye-bye. What the hell was that laugh sound? Later. Something coming out of right nostril.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Something wicked.
Hey, on the Chris Hansen thing, why don't they ever do anything with cougars picking up young boys? Why is it always the other way around?
Why is our society so demented that way, that the show is only focusing on men who want to have sex with young women?
Or boys. Well, you know, sir, contrary to popular belief, I'm glad that the show provides you with this level of entertainment, but it's really not them sitting around the table going, hey, let's do this for, you know, if we get cougars involved. It really is.
Friend.
It's a sting operation. It is investigative journalism.
And friend, I hope you're not really being serious, but you know it's the grand double standard of our entire existence on this planet. That if there's a Mary Kay Letourneau out there that gets involved with some kid,
right.
You know, it's cool.
Although she still does the time. She went to jail over that. So, and then that other hot teacher that did the same thing.
But
why are they always, like, somewhat hot?
Was everlasting.
Then they ended up being together.
She, like, had a kid in the joint, and then they got out, and they squirt out, like, two babies?
Yes. He's a grown man now. And but, I mean, back in the day, when that happened.
He was a boy, right.
She went to the Who Scout.
So we look at that, and we go, ooh, you know what? That's a lucky young man.
You know,
if it was a male
teacher
with a young girl,
right.
The double standard there was right away.
I'm curious as to whether, you know, I would say really that all those type of predator, I'm sure that they do a little bit the same way. I would assume that there are women out there that are doing that. I mean, there would have to
but
be.
But here's
right?
the thing. You couldn't sell that because that's every guy's fantasy. If you get, you know, I can already see the pitch meeting. Okay, here's the deal. We're going to go with to catch a predator, except it's going to be older women who are going after much, much younger boys, like 13 and 14-year-old boys. You know what some guy would say? Huh, let's call the show Mrs. Robinson. Let's see if we can get the rights to the Simon and Garfunkel song.
I would bet that has come up with Chris Hansen. I'll ask him about that because I'm very curious about that myself, if they would have that. But I would say the overwhelming majority of the guys that are out there are guys looking for, because the guys are not exclusive to women. They're looking for boys and girls.
And besides, you know, you'd watch that and you'd go, you know, in that case, just like with these boys in school, you kind of root for the boys on one, on some level. You sit there and you, don't we all
it's
say
a great double standard.
How come that didn't happen when I was in school?
Of course we do.
How, you know, there was a hot teacher when I was in school. How come she didn't want to bone me?
Well, I mean, I think anybody that remembers, we all remember as little boys, everybody had a teacher that you had a crush on. Everybody had a teacher you looked at, you know, and you weren't thinking about math.
I had
a
crush.
Thinking about English.
I had a huge crush on Mr. Vert.
Good for you. Good for you. Mine was on Miss Wilkes. Miss Wilkes, who wore this, you know, it was back in the day when they first came out with the non-ruby red lipstick, where it was kind of that powder pink lipstick that she wore, and I'll never forget that. She was very overly made up.
Have I ever told you the, I bet, you know, here's what I bet I haven't told you before. This is absolutely true. Wood Junior High in...
Well, in the name, Wood.
Rockville, Maryland.
Right.
I was in, it was junior high, 8th grade. 7th grade and 8th grade, do the math, like 1970.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher, kind of hot. Her name was Miss Fitch, F-I-T-C-H.
Right.
And some of the lads figured out where Miss Fitch lived.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. And on Halloween, I, along with some of my friends, went to her home and spray-painted on her door, Fitch the Bitch.
Oh, not a popular teacher, huh?
No, here's the thing.
Just because she had the name?
Just because she had the name.
Oh.
And I caved. I caved the next day at
school. You ratted
school.
Out? Good for you.
I didn't rat out my friends.
Uh-huh. But you mean you folded under questioning, Henry?
She didn't say anything about it. I remember this so distinctly. She came into the homeroom class, and she looked, you know, disheveled.
Sure.
Right. And I looked over at Steve Vouch and Ken Ritchie, and we were both giving each other the eye like, hey, Fitz the Bitch. And we had told everybody in class.
Sure.
And she just did not look right. And it was one of those things, I remember 10 minutes with her, and then it was off to the rest of your class.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So after 10 minutes, everybody goes their separate way, and I went up to her, you know. And it was just because she was such a freaking knockout.
Very pretty.
And I was just so hot for her. You know, I said, I know what happened to your door last night. And hello, a brief three-day being expelled from school for 3 days. Although they didn't call it being expelled.
So you fessed up.
Yeah.
Wow. And did she admire you for confessing and being honest?
Buzz.
Did it win her heart?
My God, I screwed her so hard.
That's what I thought.
I screwed her.
Works every time. So they gave you 3 day suspension, huh?
Yeah, three days off.
Was there any acknowledgement of the fact that you had been honest or anything like that?
Yeah.
From any of the principal or anything like that?
Yeah, there was something like that. And then my friends all, you know, I remember them calling me, you know, pussy of all time. And I said, I didn't rat anybody out.
Right.
I didn't tell anybody, you know, except to say that I knew about it. And by simply saying that I had known about it, it was like it made me guilty.
Had to be there.
And
forever the relationship had changed between you and Miss Fitch.
Miss Fitch.
Wow. So it was a miss.
Yeah, Miss Fitch.
Living all by her onesies.
Hot. Had a nice little apartment. Nice little apartment.
Oh. Miss Fitch.
And the only reason, and if she was ugly, I would have kept that secret till my grave, mm-hmm. and I would have been one of the other guys laughing. Mm-hmm. But she came in, and she just was so hot and looked so cute.
Mm-hmm. For me, Mrs. Blackaby, a blonde French teacher in high school.
Ooh, a French teacher.
Yeah, oh my. Man, oh man.
Yeah, then I guess...
All the memories are flooding back, like the time I farted in Mr. Wilde's silent study hall, and all the kids, being kids, pushed their desks away from mine, and Mr. Wilde looked up and said, in silent study hall, that's disgusting. It's just a really lovely, embarrassing moment.
You'll always remember that.
I'm pretty sure that I had a couple of guys push me around.
I'm sure.
Because of that. Not like fight with me. They're my
bully
buddies.
You a little bit.
The guys that were in my to call it a gang is a
right.
joke. You've had some of these guys on the show before, but I do remember going out to the field where we drank Boone's Farm wine in
the field of unwet dreams.
I had a dream last night,
but I do remember being with that. It was one of those like, why'd you tell?
Yeah.
You know, I said, hey, I didn't tell on anybody. I just told on myself.
Right.
Why'd you tell? It was one of those. Why'd you tell?
Right.
Like that,
shoving.
Like,
why did we all, I guess we have no choice. Why did we all go into fields, like cornfields,
right.
to do our, you know, hooch when we somehow acquire like a case of Schlitz or something mm-hmm. like that? And Rich Brown, who, you know, went to our second or third class that day after we did that and threw up. And then when we were all busted, he ratted everybody out.
And it's stuff. Not like the field that I went to was any kind of a secret.
No.
I mean, for goodness sakes, now there's an apartment complex there, but back in the day, it was just known. Friday, Saturday night, where are you going? If you need me, I'll be at the field.
The field. We'd go down into the fields down by the Connecticut River,
mm-hmm.
where the tobacco would grow, and we would. That's where you would go. There were more people. You mean it was everybody knew it? All the cops in town knew it.
Yeah.
You get your car stuck down there. It
oh,
would
yeah.
just be. It would be down by the river.
Old Miss Fitch.
Mm.
Good old Miss Fitch. And that did work out for me later.
Oh.
This is so friggin' tame. Because that happened in eighth grade. The follow-up to that was in ninth grade. Somebody dared me one time to prove that, you know, that I would stand up to Fitch.
Mm-hmm.
It was right around the time that there was relatively hardcore porno available.
Uh-huh.
Not Playboy, but somebody had, like, Wee Magazine or something
okay.
that had...
Wee came out, you know, after Playboy and was a very...
It was showing a lot more than Playboy.
Not a tremendous... Not like Penthouse,
no.
but... Right.
There weren't girls, like, squatting going number one on the floor back then. But it was pretty racy.
Right.
And somebody dared me that we had a... It was not quite a fold-out. It was like a three-quarter page thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dared me to thumbtack it to the back of the door... So that when she started homeroom and closed the door to put her coat there,
oh, no.
she would see this woman, you know.
And did you?
And her big bearded clown.
Yeah, I did. Was this after the spray painting incident?
Yeah, this was the next year.
Ah, so, well, you were just an incorrigible.
So she shut the door.
And you did this in your own little way. You were professing your love for her.
Oh, but listen what she did. I remember what? This as clear as a bell. Everybody was laughing. She said, oh, no, this is not funny.
Huh?
She went to the door. She just folded up. Put it on her desk,
sure.
and we just moved along with class, and she gave me a look. I mean, like, you know, I had that look. Like,
she gave you a look and a wink?
I think it was just a free pass.
I'll see right. you later.
But I was sure that I was giving off that, if I was in a comic book,
yeah.
You know, in comic books, like, they give off the squiggly lines.
Right.
Like, Spidey.
Right.
I mean, I always give off the Spidey sense, like,
nervous.
I did it. It's me. I did it. I did it.
Yeah, because you have the guilty look.
Yeah, right. Your eyes are penetrating right there. I put the picture there, Miss Fitch. I did it.
Uh-huh. Miss Fitch.
And then I remember my friends all saying, God, she didn't do anything.
Right.
She didn't do anything. She just folded up and put it on her desk.
That was probably her best strategy, was not to give a reaction,
yeah.
you know? I mean, of course, the dream scenario for all the young boys that age would have been, so that's what you want, huh? And then she goes into it like, wa-da-da, wa-da-da-da.
Yeah, right.
It's a not dry dream scenario.
Ah, Mary Kay. Mary Kay Letourneau.
I saw a picture in the...
Miss Fitch.
People magazine of Mary Kay Letourneau and that guy that who's kind of Samoan looking.
Yeah.
And now he looks to be 30. And she's still a handsome woman.
Mm-hmm. I always get him, in my mind at least, he looks like Napoleon Dynamite's friend.
I know, like Pedro?
I know he doesn't really look like
Pedro. Darker skin, yeah.
He does, though.
We are so excited.
He really does. In the one famous picture of the two of them, he does look like
Mr. Thurno,
before he grew up.
Me for a field trip.
Got all grown up and everything on him.
And there have been at least a dozen cases since of really hot teachers and students, and they keep cropping up in the news. So.
But they do punish them. They do punish them.
Oh, yeah, they go to jail.
They just, they probably couldn't put a TV show around it like that guy wanted.
It would be too popular.
And, you know, was that guy protesting just a little bit too much, too?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what about the women?
Yes, Yanni.
I had a girlfriend that I dated back in high school who ended up marrying my best friend, and she spent 6 months in jail for messing with a 13-year-old.
Wow.
Really?
Hey.
Really?
Give me that again. So were you involved with this girl?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Hence the breathing.
Did that make her any hotter to you?
No, not so much.
How old were you when you were involved with her?
Nine.
ninth grade till about my sophomore year in college.
And how
hold
much?
Hold on. You had a long term relationship with her?
High school years. And how you were in?
Come in the studio, please.
Yeah, please. We have some questions for
Take
you.
Take the witness stand.
Jeez. Leave the producer's room. Come back here.
We remind you, you've already been sworn in.
All right, here he comes. Good. All right, so John.
Ninth grade, how old are we in ninth grade?
We are
15?
Oh, not that
16?
Old. 16? No, 14.
14.
13, maybe.
13, no, 14.
14.
14. 14. Okay. 14. Like you're 14, and how old was she?
Oh, she's my age. And
oh, she was 14.
I dated her off and on.
Never mind. Get out of here.
So she did the. She made these transgressions took place after she was an adult and you were an adult.
Yes, she was married to my best friend at the time.
Oh. Oh, well, hold on. Stay. Pull up a chair.
So
pull up a chair. So
this was your high school sweetheart.
Sort of. Yeah.
So this was not a teacher. This was a.
This is a girl
a peer.
That I know. Yes, and
a peer of yours.
She taught dance to girls and boys. From the time that I knew her until I actually believe she still doesn't know. No.
And how was
she still doing it?
How was she involved with your best friend?
She was married to him.
And you were doing her while she was married to him?
No. I'd already.
They broke off.
It off in college, and then she ended up marrying my best friend.
And she was a dance teacher, and while she was married to his best friend, that's when she had a dalliance with a 13-year-old?
Absolutely.
Okay. Did your buddy break it off with her after that?
No, he didn't know until after. They were actually divorced when he found out.
Oh, wow. How did you find out?
He called me and said that her face had been on the local, all three channels of the local news. On the news.
Well, hey, but if he had already divorced her, that's kind of like getting a bonus prize.
But she still had his last name, so his name was splashed all over the place.
But his people that were close to him knew they were divorced.
Right.
Hey, now. Okay, well, good. Thank you for that story.
That was interesting.
Thank you. The life of John.
Very oogie.
The sexual John Norman.
Do you notice how our whole reaction is a little different? There is the double standard.
Yeah, it's clear.
Because it's a lady.
Mm-hmm. Right. We all are like cocks of the walk right now. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
So he was 13.
Wow.
How about that?
In dance class. Mom, I want to go to dance class four times this week.
Oh, we got to hit a break. When we come back, this is the biggest thing on the World Wide Web.
Yeah?
The crazy bride, the haircutting bride.
I haven't seen it.
Good, I'm glad you haven't. Don't peek before we preview this. Is this fake?
Very good.
It's a bunch of women getting...
That's always a good start when you say that.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of women getting together before a woman gets married.
Okay, a bachelorette party?
It does involve this sound.
Before the wedding.
Right before the wedding, Mike.
Oh, really?
It does involve this sound. I'll tell you this, I've watched it about 100 times.
Yeah.
If it's fake, they're great actors.
I look forward.
They've really put on a masterful production, and they deserve the Academy Award.
That's like one of the best teases ever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm ready right now. I don't want to wait.
Well, you listen to it, and you have a discerning ear.
Okay.
You just tell me with the audio if you think this is set up. I'll play you a little bit of it.
Okay.
After you open the champagne.
Okay, Beth, just over the first there.
Hold on.
So you got a picture, a bunch of cows getting together, right. But before one of them is going to get married. Okay?
Like on the wedding day?
Yeah, and they're all wearing the matching suits.
Oh, okay. You know? Suits. You mean the gowns?
Yes, the dresses.
To make sure we look the same. Okay. Oh, I need earrings. Do you bring some?
Open the champagne, I'm thirsty.
They start drinking.
So bad at opening champagne. I'm ready to get hammered.
You want the lip gloss? You can check in my purse.
Okay, I'm like so antsy for her. I need some champagne.
Relax, sister.
Okay. Here. Cheers.
Give it a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
To you, my sister, friend.
Cheers to her.
Here she comes.
Now,
okay.
Here comes the bride.
Mm-hmm.
She's upset about her haircut.
Uh-oh.
For her, I guess.
Here she comes.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
What's wrong?
What is wrong?
It looks so bad.
Whoa, oh my God.
Look at my hair.
No.
Let me just fix this one flower.
Oh, stop, Jesse.
Whoa.
Mike, it's about 5 minutes long, so you've got to hear more of it because she really gets it worked up, and you already have that look on your face. Are you already a non-believer?
Well, you set it up for me to listen with a discerning ear,
right.
and I from the very beginning, I mean, you played 5 seconds of it, and it already sounded to me like it was a little staged.
Yeah. Here's why. I got it sent to me last night.
Okay.
Then got a call from it about Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Then got a call from my kid about it.
It's viral.
Then Rob called me up and says, hey, are you watching the Today Show?
Mm-hmm.
No. He said, that thing with that crazy bride on the Today Show. And even on the Today Show, this is how fast the turnaround is now in America and how what used to pass is just crap now passes as news.
Yeah.
Because I just saw this video for the first time last night.
Uh-huh.
And today, like breaking news on the Today Show, they played 5 seconds of it and said, is this real or is this fake?
Okay, so that's the setup. I mean, I'm not seeing it. I'm hearing it. And hearing it,
the visuals,
especially at the beginning, of the scenario sounds a little odd to me. It's not very normal, believe it or not. It's not bad for a bunch of guys like to take a little bite on a six-pack or something like that before the wedding.
Wow.
Highly irregular for women to do it. It's not done that way.
Real or fake.
You have,
of it.
You have to see it, though, Mike. Well,
okay.
First you should hear the audio, then see it, because the audio tells a story, but when you see it, it appears very natural that all they're doing is sitting around and they open up a bottle and they pour like this much into each glass just so that they can have a toast.
I'm basing this totally on audio, that it sounded a little bit like a playlet.
But if that's the case, she's a hell of an actress because...
After you open the champagne...
Hold on a second. Where's she? Oh, here she is.
Wow.
That's part of the crazy bride.
That's disturbing, that scream. Wow.
Nothing quite so soothing as a woman's voice.
Get him, let it cock it. Get him, cuff him.
That's the guy being tasered. That's the bride. That's some guy yelling. I'm not sure who that is.
That's Pee-wee.
A lot of DJs and radio stations that do...
I like rape.
Oh, dear.
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
All right, so we'll get into this YouTube thing and we come right back.
Okay? Excellent, Jay.
More show coming right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It was possibly the worst version of that song I have ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was absolutely useless, it's a note.
Okay. Thank you.
Just like a karaoke performance.
Thank you for your time.
Nothing was special about it. Actually, you're corny.
Thank you.
Reality, not good enough.
Thank you guys so much.
That was a complete and utter mess.
I appreciate your honesty.
I don't think you're going to be reaching for the stars after that audition.
Thank you very much. Bye.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, this is nice.
Like a life-altering therapeutic sore. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Crazy Bride.
Crazy Lady.
I got a question that I have to pose to those listening here in the nation's capital on our home station, WJFK.
Right?
What the hell's wrong with our radio station? And I don't mean that in the generic sense, because we can fill a whole show with that. I'm talking specifically about what's coming out of the radio. And again, we could fill a whole show with that. I'm talking about the fact that the signal that, and it's not from our Rockville studio.
No, we're fine.
Understand that we broadcast from Rockville, Maryland. The radio station is in Fairfax, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had problems from this studio to that studio.
Yes.
This is not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I heard this a couple of nights ago. This is the pendulum on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the car today, had ONA on. Heard the same thing during their show. Mm. And just now, when we go to commercial, because we have so much delay, I was actually able to listen to ourselves on the air over the audio of WJFK.
Right.
Love that.
And it sounds to me, and I mean, don't mean to get technical on anybody's ass,
right,
incredibly clipped, it's choppy, and there is an underneath hum/sound that is driving anybody who's listening to this on any kind of a decent radio absolutely out of their mind.
Hmm. Are you asking for analysis of this problem?
No, I think the analysis is that maybe we're on an...
Here's the can. It says worms on it. It's about to be opened.
Yeah. Maybe we were on an auxiliary transmitter.
Maybe.
Maybe nobody ever bothered.
Would you like me to go out and listen in the car and see how our show sounds right now and call you?
Thank you, Mike.
Just to test it?
Outstanding.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. I'll be right. I'll call you.
Rob, give me the number so I can.
I don't know.
You might.
We're clean. I haven't had him turn the reverb off.
Clean. We're
so there's. So there ain't no nothing going out over the airwaves. And again, this is just a phenomenon here.
Mm-hmm.
On WJFK and Buzz, you look so great in that shirt.
Thank you. I like it. I like the sparkles, so I thank you very much for the shirt. I like it a lot.
We were just looking at your picture on the web.
Yes,
and,
it's up now.
You know, I said to Mike and to Rob, you know, I said, God damn that Buzz, as I often do, sitting over here behind your back. You know, God damn that Buzz.
Uh-huh.
We said, you know, look at him. The bastard pulls it off. You know, any one of us trying to, this is probably Miguel calling him. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Any one of us putting that thing on, you know, you would have seen about 30 miles of belly, okay? We'd be lucky if we could get that thing over our mitts.
Buzz? Is it me?
I'm very proud.
Is it me?
Hey, whatnot.
Hey, I listen to you guys' show and whatnot.
All right, are you in your vehicle, Mike?
I'm in my vehicle right now. I'm turning it on, and I'm going to see what's going on.
Right, I'm going to, oh, God, this is ridiculous. I'm going to pod this down for a second. We'll come right back to you.
All right, I'll listen while you're doing that.
Okay, Mike is simply listening to the radio now in his car.
Going to analyze the problem.
As a listener would. Again, what I'm hearing is kind of this. If you turn it up, you hear not only this clip, clip, clip sound, which is like audio being clipped, but you hear... And you hear popping as well. You hear like a... Yeah, hi, boy.
You don't genuinely think Mike's coming back, do you?
he's off to Safeway.
I mean, we might see him Friday, but that would be the first time.
But there really is a...
Sounds like a compression unit, perhaps.
Yes, thank you, Buzz. That's exactly... And that would be clipping...
Right, and what, possibly the background noise.
What we're saying. Now let's go to our caller in his car. Hello?
Yeah, screw you, too. Don't cut me off in traffic, a-hole.
Hello, you're on...
You silly, you hump.
You're on the air, sir.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi. So, Mike, were you able to discern when you listened to your radio...
Well, I'm on 495 now, and I've got... No, I turned it on, and... my heater's coming on. Let me turn it off here. It's cold. It's not only... It's muffled... There, I didn't hear a hum, but what I did hear was a little click, click, click in the background. Mm-hmm. Something ain't right. Yeah. Something ain't right in a serious way.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm coming back in now.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want me to get off the phone or talk to you while I'm walking back into the building?
Hey, Mike?
Yes?
I like rape.
Chris Hansen.
Mike, Mike and I did a pretty killer commercial today for Vermont Teddy Bear that'll never see the air.
That's true.
Oh, boy, that should be on the album, though, the X-rated album,
it
that's for sure.
The Rape Bear.
All right, I'm here now.
Oh, look out! Look out! Oh, here he comes.
Hi, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
I'm glad you took me off the air and gave me a chance to listen to it, because not only is it a little bit like this, but then there's this little... Just occasionally, but it just doesn't sound quite right.
We don't often listen to the on-air feed.
No, we don't get to.
But boy, it sounds like absolute dog crap.
Sounds wrong.
So maybe someone back at our station can get right on that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's what they're good at. That's the name of the game.
I know. That's what they're all about. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, it definitely is a transmitter problem, because I usually pick you up loud and clear at home in Clark County out past Leesburg, and last few days, all I get is static and a little bit of faint.
Well, you know, the part of,
and you guys too.
The part of the world you're talking about is our wheelhouse, too. I mean, if we're not blasting in out there, we ain't blasting in anywhere.
Yeah, right. I've also gotten a real clear signal in the past. So.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right, maybe it's something that they're doing now.
Backup transmitter. You know,
and if it is something they're doing now, my helpful advice would be do that.
That's not a real one.
Do that in the middle of the night. That's when you do that crap.
What?
Yes, Buzz. I have the same.
Didn't you get the JFK handbook? The JFK handbook specifically states that all work will be done when the Don and Mike Show is on the air. That's how it works.
Yeah,
it's done.
But like I said, I heard this during Penn Jillette's show.
Yes.
And heard it during the midday show as well. It's a problem on our station. So
very frustrating.
I know they'll get right on it now that we've mentioned it on the air.
Mm-hmm. Hope so.
They will get right on it.
And we'll be updated, I'm sure, within the month.
They'll let us know.
We'll be updated within the month, and we'll pass along that information to you, the valuable listener.
Does it? Sounds great here. Tell those guys to shove it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what we'll get. I'm not quite sure what you're talking about.
Right.
No. You know how it is with audio, too.
Oh, I think you guys are crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got your headphones up way too loud for too many years.
You're losing your hearing, boy.
Guys, your tone is all off.
Right.
You don't hear the highs. You don't hear the lows, guys.
No, it sounded like a little...
Yeah. Hello, click, 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 click. Click, click. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, do you know that one of the original Batmobiles is going to go on sale?
He almost had a John Norman Breathe there at the end.
Almost. No, I don't, but we are going to send you a month's supply of Breathe Right strips.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Cheers.
Eliminate that pesky snoring.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the signal problems you guys were talking about.
Yes, sir.
Just to back up what everybody else is saying, because it's like, you know, I'm coming in from Arlington and driving out to McLean, same deal. It's, you know, used to be crystal clear. Now it sounds like I'm, you know, getting a radio station from, you know, Kathmandu or something like that.
So you're driving from Arlington to McLean, and McLean is your home destination?
Between Arlington and McLean. I live in Arlington, I work in McLean, but...
Okay, well, so he's got an inexpensive radio. If he was, working in Arlington and living in McLean, he'd have a very expensive automobile.
And I know to those of you listening in Wichita or Sacramento or Miami, you don't know these towns, but if something's wrong with your radio station, call us up and we'll talk about it, too.
Please, please do.
But I got to think that right now, out of the 25-plus radio stations we're on, the only one that sounds like it has a squeaky hamster wheel in the background is 106.7.
If this signal is sounding a little odd to you in Chico, feel free to give us a call. No, I take that back. It was just a joke.
You say, well, Mike.
Phones are going to go nuts.
He was kidding.
Okay, let's get back on track with the crazy bride. Right.
Very good.
Is this about
her hair?
Yes. It's about 4 minutes long. We'll play it in its entirety now.
Okay.
The setup is it's a bunch of cows getting together before one of them is going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
They're all wearing the bridesmaids' dresses. They are toasting with champagne. The bride comes in the room. She's had her hair cut.
Okay.
This is on YouTube. Is this real or fake? I believe it's real.
All right.
Others believe it's fake. We're waiting now for Mike and the deciding vote.
After you open the champagne.
Okay, let's just open the first there.
Hold on. We have to make sure we look the same.
Okay.
Oh, I need earrings.
Did you bring some?
Open the champagne. I'm thirsty.
Can you do it? I'm so bad at opening champagne. I'm ready to get hammered.
On the left side, you can check in my purse.
Okay, I'm like so antsy for her. I need some champagne.
Relax, sister.
There they go.
I tell.
Lots of profanity.
Yeah. Here.
Cheers. Thank you.
You're welcome.
To you, my sister friend.
Cheers to her.
Here she comes.
For her,
guys.
Here she comes.
Woo!
Oh, my God.
They're rowdy now.
Hello. So what's wrong with me?
What is wrong with me?
It looks so bad.
Whether it's fake or not, I'm finding it highly entertaining.
Sure. Let me just tell you that I don't think women as a species are this sophisticated to give us this level of
drama,
barnyard chit-chat. It's the peripheral peripheral stuff how they talk when they're in packs together.
Right.
That to me sounds totally natural and not fabricated.
Agreed. But, let me just say that I do believe women are capable of this level of dishonesty. Thank you.
Well, now, where does that come from?
I don't know.
Mike O'Mara, attorney at law.
Well, first of all, do you like what they've been here? What time is it? Oh, we have like an hour and 5 minutes. Okay.
Don't worry. It's not that bad. Honestly, it looks cute.
See,
it looks cute. It looks like Shirley.
You might
Honestly, it looks cute. It's in like short curly hair.
Can you turn off the camera?
Women. Tell you what, Jack.
I'm going to put a glass of champagne in for you.
What is like every time they get together?
Taking those out.
Just women in general.
Because, Jesse, I'm not wearing my hair like this.
Let me try to do something with it.
Hey, Don.
I don't look like a bride, Jody.
I don't mean to stop at the middle of the thing, but just a random question. Does a fox ever come into the hen house?
It's getting it cranked up right here.
Okay.
You're going to get your money worth.
Scissors have come out.
Oh, okay. Scissors.
Now they're bringing scissors out to try to fix it.
Oh, okay. My.
Try to fix the bad haircut.
Brian, is it a bad haircut? I haven't seen it. You've seen it. How is it?
It's like an over-the-top wedding hairdo.
She is... You could make the argument that she is overreacting, but...
Too many curls? Is that what it is? Too short?
Yeah. Too much. Yeah.
My daughters were in a wedding party recently where it was, unbelievable with the curls.
It's not like Marie Antoinette hair, but the hair is, it's like Andy McDowell out of control perm hair.
The password is updo.
Yeah, I
even know the lingo. It's updo.
I hate those. Here we go.
I can fix this. Stop making it play.
Stop crying.
Can you please
just take a sip of the champagne?
Jody?
Oh.
Hey, Jody. Okay, here. Ready? Jody, we're going to fix it for you, okay?
You're getting married before your big sister, and
it's
you have
that
someone
bad.
That loves you.
It's really not that
Listen,
bad.
Listen, Esther, it's not honestly not that bad.
We're not keeping it this way. Can you put away the
can you do it? What are you
doing? No!
Stop!
Why are you
cutting
your hair in?
Hold your hair in!
No, it's fine.
Hey, everyone, calm down.
It's fine.
Oh, my God.
I'm not okay. I wanted to have shorter hair anyway for a while.
Relax.
I have to just tell you, you cannot script that. You could not get Meryl Streep in a room with that woman who was the queen and all of the other greatest actresses of our generation.
I am curious as to why the camera is maintained. She's asked now twice for the camera to be turned
it's
off.
It's been turned off
you would
twice.
Think you, oh, it has been oh, turned
there
off
There are
twice.
Jumps in the tape.
Ah, okay.
And now the bride herself is in the bathroom cutting off her ringlets and tossing them aside.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Just relax. Can you please just, like, go away? Can you just go away, you guys? Can you just go away? I don't know what to do. Daddy! It's worse. Daddy! It's worse.
They're all topless, right?
Champagne right now.
Negligence.
Let me just say, also, when you get...
This is, I'll tell you, I don't care now. I've moved in from questioning its authenticity to I don't care. I don't care whether it's fake.
I mean, also, when you get, like, in the background, you hey, you retard.
It's too funny. It's
That's
too,
real.
But it's just too entertaining anyway. Whether it's real or fake, who cares?
You don't look like a boy. I
Oh, my God. I can't get married like that.
Oh, my God. Okay, Jody. Why did I tell my hair? Why did you let me cut my hair?
Okay, Jody.
Why did you let me cut my hair?
Okay. I ask you, ladies and gentlemen,
getting,
the jury.
No, it's getting more credible with
that. Is this an actress? Mm-hmm.
If it's an actress, it's a damn good one. Hire her.
Her hair's in the toilet.
Hitler, if you laugh one more time, I won't be a friend anymore.
She's also getting mad because some of the
girls are laughing.
One of the two of the hens are laughing at her, and she is truly looking like she's mad about this.
This, by the way, is why the groom is not allowed to see the bride before the wedding.
I heard a quote that she said during this. She goes, if you laugh at me one more time, I won't be your friend anymore.
You're doing that immediately.
Okay. Everyone, we're working with this now. We're working with this.
You told me to do it.
Don't even worry about that. Think about Kevin. One more hour.
Look, it actually really suits you. It really missed.
You'll look back on this and laugh one
day. Yeah, this will be.
See? It's not that bad.
Okay.
You mean such
All right. In context, that is a full-fledged tantrum.
Yeah. It's only got 18.
I think it may be real.
18 more seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, you usually... I know it's your wedding day.
Oh my gosh. I was so
mad. No, it doesn't look that fast. It honestly
no,
doesn't.
It's not that bad at all.
Keep spinning it.
Okay.
Where? Is it on the side?
No.
Get back!
Wow.
Wow. If that's
how she is with her friends, what are the? How about that stylist that she dealt with? And the marriage should go well.
If that's a production, put that in the theaters. I'll pay $9 to see that.
That is pretty good. And I was doing it all on audio. I didn't see the videotape. I'd love to see the videotape. That is fantastic.
Upstairs on the computer. So what do you think? What's your instant analysis?
I started out a hell of a lot more skeptical than I ended up. I mean, it was just... When she screamed like that, it really sounds like that nobody's understanding me. Nobody, people are laughing at me.
Hello, Don and Mike
show. I've screamed like that before.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I was calling in about the sound in Baltimore. It's actually like a high-pitched hissing sound that you guys have had ever since you switched.
Ever since we switched to what?
Ever since you switched stations, like from, or you know, whatever you call them. It sounds like this high-pitched hissing sound in Baltimore.
Well, honey, you'd have to call the station in Baltimore. You're talking about 105.7?
Yeah.
Right. We're talking about 106.7.
What's the update that our engineers gave us?
What's the update your engineers gave you?
No, I wasn't talking to you, ma'am. I was just kind of throwing that out.
Mike is making a joke.
And then there were about 8 seconds of silence.
Of course.
I did speak to an engineer, and they say it sounds fine coming off the transmitter. They're continuing to monitor.
It sounds fine coming off the transmitter.
It's us, then.
We have Mike go get in his car. Were you making that up that
no.
you heard, like, clips and ads?
No, I thought it was clear, what I've heard is almost, it's like a little bit, not only the click sound, but sometimes the audio will kind of dip out of it.
I know they don't want to hear this. I'm not trying to make this, let's gang up on the engineer day.
No.
The audio sounds like crap.
Yeah.
Really?
Somewhere along the line,
I don't know what they're doing.
You want an engineer on the phone?
No. No, thank you. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hey, if you look on this girl's MySpace, she actually has on there that she, under her occupation, that she's a half actor.
And then, that chick with the wedding thing?
Mm. Yeah, the Jody, the main girl, the one who's cutting her hair off.
Uh-huh.
It's great. It
says that she's an actor, and that any producers or directors who want to use her, you know, to teach and inspire other people, should be a better person.
All right, well, what do you think? What is your guess?
I would say it's definitely fake. Just based
fake?
On her MySpace.
Wow. Okay.
I think that just lends credibility because being a student of the theater, she's apt to overreact to something like that.
I forgot
that.
You lettered in theater.
I did letter in theater.
Theater art. He would not. Theater arts.
I was a thespian.
Hello.
I was the historian of the thespian.
Donaldo E. Miguel.
Still are.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Howdy.
All I can say is there's one lucky groom out there.
Mm-hmm. I think we're all in agreement on that.
You know, there are really, if you ever wanted to really sleuth it, you could really research this and find out if she did get married that particular day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, if she got married on that particular day, that's all the proof you need.
It has to be real.
And I don't think
you go down to the courthouse.
You go down to the courthouse, you check the records and find out. I don't think she'd be doing that massive charade on her wedding day.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
That was her.
Thank you. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I am as well a YouTube junkie and have seen this video, believe that it's real, and wanted to let Don and Mike know to look up spiders on drugs and girl swallows balloon.
Okay.
And those are the two funniest freaking YouTube sites you can find. And the spiders on drugs one, be patient with it because you think it's real until about halfway through, and then you realize that they've just gotten the voice of the guy that does the real ones.
All
and
right.
They're completely messing with you. It's
all right,
hysterical.
We're with you. So on that chick getting married, do you think it's real or fake?
What's that?
On the chick, do you think she's real or fake? The screaming bride.
The screaming bride, absolutely real. I've seen it, man. There's snot flying out of her face. And the girls are all arched back away from her in horror. I mean,
and
the person with the camera is kind of messing with her. You can kind of tell from the camera angle that they're kind of, you know, hiding behind a couple other people to keep from getting stabbed or whatever.
Yeah, she doesn't have if it is real, she doesn't have the most loyal friends in the world.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I have to tell you, if this woman were truly getting married and her friends were spending this afternoon with her, I can't believe that someone would not have just slapped her before she got to the point of cutting her hair off. So it lends me to think this might be fake.
That's an interesting theory.
Thank you, honey.
Slapped her to get her back in line.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that's definitely real. She's starting to play at the campus of the college there.
Called you what? What? Come again? What not? Click, click, click. Turn your radio down, please. For the do we have to ban you, Joey? Area code 530.
Do you want to be banned from the show?
383. Come on, Joey. Don't make us do it.
Ass play.
Ass play.
Joe, ban him.
Okay. He's out of there.
Ban him.
I hope he enjoyed it. Never to call again.
You know what? I think, can we demonstrate how that works? I've always wanted to demonstrate that software.
If we can, let's do it.
Shouldn't we be able to? No. All right. Rob, call the request line. Call line 12 right now. Okay?
From his cell phone.
Okay. Just dial through to number 12 because you can get right through on that one.
I'll get right through on the request line.
That's what I mean. That's what, try line number 12. Beautiful. I'll look for it to ring. And come on, Rob's Spiewak. Here we go. Hello. No, that's not Rob. That was a hello.
Don Mike.
Hold on. I found him. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Don.
Hi, now.
How are you?
Let's go to Joe. Joe.
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Jordan.
Hey, Joe.
Woo.
Joey.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you see Joe? Robbie's call on the screen.
Yes, I do.
Hit the button.
Okay, hold on.
I look forward to calling back soon.
Did you do it, Joe?
Doing it right now.
Do, 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 do.
Now all you have to do is hang up on him.
Okay, now.
Shall I call back?
In theory, yes, uh-huh. Call back here.
Well, I can't call from there.
On speaker. Put it on speaker.
Put
on
it
yourself.
On your speaker and let's see what it says.
Because
yeah, you just called and got right through to our request line with your cell phone.
He should get a message back saying that we don't want his calls.
Let's see what happens.
It's another test of our software.
It's kind
of
neat.
It's not a very good test of my phone.
Hold on. John's putting his hand up. Yeah.
Oh, he's already trying to call back. You'll watch it blink up and disappear.
It doesn't even...
I don't even get a message.
Does it say anything?
It doesn't say anything to the caller?
As I understand it, it does say something to the caller.
Well, look.
What does it say?
I'll pop up.
Says, F you, bastard.
Now, does it say anything at all, seriously, Joe?
I don't know. I haven't blocked myself, but it's easy enough. I could block your cell phone or my
hold
own.
On. Joe, this is what we're doing right now on the air. We are...
Right.
Joe, right now we're blocking out Rob's call on the air. That was the purpose of this entire experiment.
Rob, now you're you getting disconnected without any message at all?
Every time. It's not saying anything.
So it doesn't say anything, you're just banned. You're just not, you're just blocked. Doesn't connect.
Where am I going to pop up here?
All right, now Rob is calling now to see.
And I just popped up and I just went away.
I see it immediately hangs
up. So what happens is you get through and you're automatically, due to our software, if we do what we just did to that last caller and we did to Rob, you call in, as soon as it's recognized your phone number, you're dropped.
It hangs up.
And it happens automatically.
Well, that's a good system, but I thought that it had a little more teeth to it.
Well, you, I know what you wanted. You wanted the little message going, you.
The person you've called does not want to hear from you anymore.
You've screwed with the Don and Mike show. You are never allowed to call again.
And I'm blocked from the hotline.
Wow.
So, Joe, please unblock me.
How about Joe just picking up like three quarters of the way through what we were doing and offering to do the exact same thing?
Well, it's a speed issue. It's a speed issue.
But it's Wednesday. This is Joe's prime day.
He was very lively when he came in today. We had a very lively conversation.
Joe, isn't today really like your best day of the week?
Yeah.
As far as performance?
Oh, there you have it. There it is. Can't you tell by that answer?
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Joe.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that bride cutting the hair thing.
Yeah, what about her? Go ahead.
Wanted to say it was fake. At the end of it, her friend says, in an hour, you're going to be Mrs. Kevin Smith. I don't know if anyone caught that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, just
is it
based
possible?
On it, that guy. Well, it could be. Sure. There could be a Kevin Smith out there, of
more
course.
Than Kevin Smith. All right, so that would be a no vote, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
But how many Smiths are there?
Let's take one more before we have a break here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to call and tell the guys about the signal in the Washington, D.C. metro area.
Oh, we're back to WJFK. Okay, real briefly, can you tell us, does the signal stink or not?
The signal stinks. It's got a little bit of static, and it's definitely got almost like a clipping. I'm on the Capitol Beltway up by Silver Spring right now.
That's what I heard. Listener. Thank
that's
you
what
very
I heard.
Much. Thank you, my friend. See you later. Yes, Yanni.
Got an explanation from Jeff. Apparently, Tony and Roger, the other two engineers, are heading over to the transmitter because there's a high heat alarm. So it's transmitter's overheating.
We've overheated in this weather. No wonder.
I heard it 2 days ago. I heard it like 2 days ago, though, on the station. Just didn't mention anything about it.
Imagine how hot it is now, then.
It's almost up to freezing.
It was a campfire before. Right now, now they got the towering inferno.
So what happened to 5 minutes ago when they said, we don't hear anything, everything seems fine?
Well, that's what they do.
It's good, I'm in.
Oops, hello, Dynamite Show. What's happening? You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, that idiot was calling from Chico. That's the area code I'm in, 530.
Okay, you know what? Hey, Joe, why don't you ban this guy, too?
In fact, the whole area code.
The area code, you Chico, I'd be comfortable with that.
You can't ban us. We have Mr. Gay USA right here in Chico.
No, you're out. Friend, you're out. You won't be able to get through again.
Mr. Gay USA.
Hey, Joe, ban this guy, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye, Joe.
Joe?
Yeah.
Blocked.
Thank you, John. Why do we have so many retards working with us?
He's mentally retarded.
Seems like there's a little delay. Is there a delay back there? I'm not sure. Is there? No.
No.
They hear us real time.
No. Are you serious?
John always responds very quickly.
No, it's Joe. We're on the Joe delay right now.
Joe's upset.
I believe there is also, this is just a little technical thing. There is a desire back there whenever Joe is called upon to make sure his mouth is right here on the microphone. I think really just shouting and until the microphone gets close, that's a time saver. It's just a time saving trick. Little time saving trick.
Hi, Joe. He just wiped the phone on his butt.
I don't know what he did.
What'd you do,
I
Joe?
Use that microphone.
Did he just wipe himself
with the
phone?
Now, John, you're at the mic now. Joe, go sit with your back to the microphone and give the microphone to Johnny.
Did you wash the ass today?
All right, now, John, you've got the microphone where you always keep it, right?
Give it back to John.
Give it back.
All right.
It's just simple instructions, guys. All right? Now, Joe, say something and let's see if you're even audible. All right?
Well, I don't know. I have to talk louder.
Yeah, no, we can hear him just fine.
Thank you. And that was talking at a very low level on purpose.
Think loud,
you know. You can hear us?
Well, I suppose I could raise my voice and speak in my British accent.
See? I mean, I have no trouble hearing him.
Sounds better, really.
I think that's a time saver right there.
There you go, as always, Mike, helping us streamline. All you can streamline all you want, but you put a new... God, I'm getting feedback from that room now. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You can put a coat of paint on a turd. It's still a turd.
It is.
It's still a turd.
It's just, now that we're analyzing it for quite some long time now, I have noticed whenever we do call on him, we hear the... And it's just a little tedious. It is. I was going to suggest. No, I'm not going to suggest that.
Why?
Oh, I'd take care of the whole problem if we had Joe with his own microphone.
Oh, okay, now you're on dangerous ground.
I know.
This is Spicoli. Very dangerous ground.
Evil.
Let's take that opportunity to break.
Very good.
We'll be right back with more cracks and hisses. We don't hear anything. Oh, yeah, that's right. The place is melting down.
It seems to be a heat alarm.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Avinu shalom aleichem. Avinu shalom aleichem. Avinu shalom aleichem. Avinu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Avinu shalom aleichem. Avinu shalom aleichem. Avinu shalom aleichem. Avinu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem.
Yeah.
Isn't that two messages there?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready.
What the hell is this?
I call it music, Mike.
Music.
Right. The mayors of Boner City.
Hi.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
As it comes from, remember the website Buzz had during his news show yesterday?
Oh, the singing, the karaoke, and the...
Yeah, right.
Find your song.
Went to that website.
Right.
you know, people are just so overloaded with American Idol and all things American Idol.
Right.
That, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, this would have been the type of website that we go, oh, my God, these are great.
Right.
But as Buzz outlined during his news show yesterday, it's in essence just another glorified karaoke website.
Wonderful. Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, okay. I fell into a ring of fire.
Terrible, terrible, right. Terrible.
I agree, Simon.
I agree. So you watch the video of the bride.
Yeah, call me flip-flop. I don't like to flip-flop this much, but upon viewing it and seeing it now, I am back to where I was before, where I think it's a wonderful, beautifully done amateur comedy sketch.
Right.
And to the point where I believe the girl is wearing a wig also. The liberal cutting of her hair by herself and then by her bridesmaids without any real thought to it.
Right.
Even, I believe, a bride, even in her most depleted emotional condition
panic,
would not, she may try to cut the curls, but she wouldn't do it as haphazardly as she did it. And then another moment in there when
the
camera
with your argument,
when the camera pans down perfectly to the hair on the floor,
a little professional.
And you know, somebody had said that it looks like the camera is hiding behind, no, the camera is, she is framed on an amateur camera perfectly. That camera, she's aware of its presence the whole time.
But
we're there,
such freaking hens though,
man. I'll tell you, talking about flip-flopping, when you go to it immediately and you see them
in
their dresses, they're in a hotel room.
Right.
I mean, they have the champagne out there. And then I start to lose credibility once again when the bride walks in.
Mm.
Because the bride walks in, really, it's a bad hairdo, but it's not even, it's beyond a bad hairdo. It's a comically bad hairdo.
I'm going to stick by real.
Okay.
But that's why I'm glad we brought it up on the show.
Yeah, and who knows, you know, the nice thing about this, you never know whether it'll be proven or disproven.
Oh, I'm sure it'll come out one way or another. It, you know, if the girl
has... like a smoking gun's going to spend their time on that.
Hello, Don and Mike. You know, if she has it on MySpace that she's an actress.
Yeah.
You never know. Probably so.
You never know.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, my name's Todd. I love you guys. Yeah, I just want to say that screen sounds like the Blair Witch Project, the end of the movie there.
Yeah.
There it is.
Josh.
Run up and chunk. See
ya. And the Blair Witch Project, another fake thing.
Oh, made-up movie. That's right. It was a made-up movie. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I hated it, too.
Hey, Don and Mike. I just saw, you guys both pet owners, I have seen the most absolute ridiculously funny thing on the Internet. Somebody has invented a pet washing machine.
Pet washing machine.
It is insane. CNN has it on their website with a video of a cat in this thing. It is hysterical.
Does it secure the pet and wash it at the same time?
Oh yes, yeah. I mean, it's like an actual. It looks like an actual washing machine, but the jet sprays come up from the bottom, and Jeannie Moose, I guess, did the story. And
oh, Jeannie Moose, God,
did they put her in it?
She's
not actually in the machine, but they did show these people who thought it was animal cruelty, that it wasn't animal cruelty, and they actually put somebody in the machine with a cat and videotaped it.
Well, anybody that's ever watched the dog in the tub, I mean, that's probably a valuable thing.
They have a special model for Jeannie Moose. It's called the Crenshaw.
Is her name Jeannie Most?
Jeannie Most.
But it's spelled Moose.
Is like she's a cow.
Jeannie Most, like she gets the most turkey at Thanksgiving.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing? I have an explanation for those bridesmaids and the bride.
Yeah.
They're all Canadian. I mean, if you listen, you hear them dropping boat all the time, and only Canucks talk like that.
Do you think, I mean, does it say on the website that they're Canadian?
No, but just the way they talk. I grew up near Niagara Falls, and...
Well, they also
all the Canadians drop boat all the time. They're the only people I know of that do.
Well, it doesn't mean that a Canadian's not capable of making a fake YouTube tape. Right.
Are you thinking? Are you thinking more that it might be fake now?
No, I'm talking to Don.
Now
that the great cynic has looked at it.
Yeah. But you got to remember, I used to watch America's Funniest Home Videos, and I would think 60-70% of the videos were just pure crap.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
If you watch near the end of that video, standing in the, they pan out and go to outside the bathroom, one of her bridesmaids is actually laughing, almost like it's a joke, and then they pan back into the bathroom really quick.
All right.
Yeah, and that's another moment when one of the bride, they close the door, and one of the other actresses, I mean bridesmaids, makes this big statement.
I'll stand by it that it's real, because like I said, originally bringing this to you today, if it's fake, and if she's an actress, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Give them a goddamn movie.
I think it's real, and I think that could be uncomfortable laughter, and also, you know, women, they're flawed. They would laugh. They would turn on each other. They would laugh at her if that problem was going on.
Ma'am, I think you're a bonehead.
Reject a woman, and she will never let it go. One of the many defects
of their kind. I think you're being too gullible.
Also, weak arms.
I think you're being way too gullible.
Either way, it's entertaining.
It is entertaining. You can't fool me there. I'm going to go look at my letter from theater.
when they're doing that, that's too real.
Pretty good.
The
reality of it is, on a wedding day, it would seem to me, They would look. It's the first time she has to have that camera put away. They put away the camera because they'd be that she's in that state of emotional
distress.
Unless
you knew you had some gold.
Well, yeah, but they don't think like guys. Women don't think like guys. Mm-hmm. Now, guys, on the other hand, you know, your friend catches his leg on fire. As long as he's not going to die, you videotape it till the end.
You know what you're doing right now?
What's that?
You're ruining my buzz.
Really? Am I buzz killing you?
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It is my role on this show.
I know. You're probably right.
20 years I've been doing
it. I still want to be a Pollyanna in this regard.
I'm a debunker.
And think that it might be true. I'm going to hold out hope that it's true.
And I hope that, you know, we get some kind of follow-up on it, too.
Well, I'm sure there will be.
I will tell you that I would be very nervous if I had to really, you know, put money on it.
Yeah.
Because it is a pretty good performance.
What was the thing they said on the Today Show? Did they have a consensus?
They really didn't. They were split. They were split on showbiz.
So the whole point of the thing, Rob, is that they're debating this to whether it's real or fake?
I bet we get an answer in the next 48 hours.
You know what it makes me want to do? It makes me want to go out and just come up with a real nice scam and put a fake one out, you know? Put a fake one out. But it's hard to do. It really is hard to do. America's Funny House Home Videos are always the worst where, hey, look at Shelly. Shelly's on the trampoline with the dog as soon as the trash bell blows up and grandma falls in the cake.
But that show's like a fungus. Do you realize that show's been on the air something like 30 years, 20 years?
Yeah, and almost
something
from
like
the first year, people have been sending in, you know, fake one. Is it grandma trips into the birthday cake?
Last week, Julia says to me, I found the greatest new show. What is it? It's called America's Funniest Home Video.
Well, I think it's great for kids. I think it's a great show for kids. you know, the only time I really laugh at America's Funniest Home Videos, and this is terrible, but if it really appears to be a serious injury.
Which is why the evolution of that show on a pay network or something should be more YouTube-ish. For instance, I think I've mentioned this before, I'll put in a category on YouTube like tow truck, and you can pull up maybe 20 videos of people... And the reason they're taping it is to get an insurance claim.
Right.
Of a car being towed or a car being lifted up to be towed, and you just see the car fall to the ground.
Okay.
And the reaction of the guys. Or watch for ski mishaps. You know,
do you type that in there? See,
yes.
I'm the worst YouTube surfer in the world. I'm still really new to it. I don't do it that well.
Or you got someone going down a bunny slope and just horrific falls.
Ski mishaps really... You know, I think it's tough. Well, you can fake them, of course, but even if you're faking them, you're going to see somebody take a real good header.
Here's another one. You put in moving. Just moving. And M-O-V-I-N-G.
Right.
And you get a bunch of videos of guys trying to move furniture. Now, in between all of the other crap, but you get videos of guys, like, carrying a sofa into a room, and it's not big enough to make it all the way through, and one guy ends up getting stuck in the doorway with a sofa on top of him, and his friends are videotaping him, and the guy's screaming at the top of his head, get this thing off me! Get this thing off me! And that's what makes this thing believable.
Well, that's the difference. Guys would do that, you know.
Right.
Guys would really just keep that camera on him until he lost consciousness.
I think there's a part of me that thinks women would do it, too.
Hmm. Well, I think certain women would.
Part of the human element.
But it's just... It seems convenient.
Not 2 weeks ago, we have a piano in our house, an old, old piano that we finally got rid of. We put it on Craigslist, and three guys looked like from 24 came to get it at my house. Some terrorists came by. And they moved it to the front door, and this thing is heavy because it's like 1910.
Oh, hold on. You told me this. This is a perfect example of why people do have real videos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and they got it to the front door. It's on wheels, so it was pretty easy to get it to the front door, and then they had to lift it and take it down the steps.
Mm-hmm.
I told them that I couldn't help because of my back.
Okay.
And but by the time they got to the front door, I said, you know, something great could happen. And I honestly did go get my video camera.
He called me up and he said, I taped these guys for about 30 minutes. I said, why? And he said, because they might have dropped the piano.
And
right?
It would have been great. I mean, a nice 100-year-old upright piano with a brass frame. It would have made a
down
great
to the floor.
Oh, magnificent.
But you missed the piano. Did you tape yourself when you were cutting your what's left of your hair off? Because you were upset the piano was
gone. Why did you let me cut my hair?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to know if you think that song you played yesterday might be a fake.
God Hates Fags?
Yeah, I mean, I watched the video, and I mean, bizarre, but I watched it, and I thought, this has got to be a
fake. You know, it's 100% a goof. It's a goof. It's a guy who made the song in reaction to a story about anti-God and
it's a parody of Christian rock
and pro-gay songs, right. Yeah, or anti-gay songs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Although, like I said, from day number one, a hit is a hit. You know what I'm saying?
Reject a woman, and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Here's how it goes again, everybody. I want to say good afternoon. I want to send this one out to Tony Diggs right now. Driving his Fiat as fast as he can to the tramp center site. Because he smells something burning.
Kill me,
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Hey, Tony, I heard God Hates Fags.
That's a parody song, but we've got a heat alarm. heat alarm. It's hot.
You believe in God, Tony?
I do. Yeah.
Well, how you think God feels about fags?
Well, I don't think he's got one opinion in one way or the other. But this is a fake song. I know that. But this is the hook. Oh no, that's controversial. Oh, and that video is fake. As sure as I'm drinking my Bacardi Limon, that video is fake.
I bet even though I can't see you, you have that lime green colored shirt on, your sports shirt.
You noticed.
Hey, thank you. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, could you play that song for me? The Come See the Elvis Cup, Ask Elvis What's Up.
Oh, no.
No.
Because
no, thanks.
If we do that, we'll all be singing it the rest of the day.
No, thank you.
We may
Hello,
that's why now that he even suggests.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, those screams are totally dubbed in. You can tell they come from an earlier episode of Hot Taint Waxing.
Oh, he's making a gag. Hot Taint Waxing.
Yeah.
It
doesn't make me scream.
Hold on, just ahead of a break here.
Pleasure.
This is not really breaking news, but this just came to us from Us Magazine. I heard that buzz.
I know.
Here's some real American Idol news.
Ah,
okay. Courtney Love. That's right, I said. Courtney Love.
Right.
Says that Niall Lithgow, the guy that... Nigel Lithgow. The producer of American Idol, Nigel Lithgow and Simon Fuller.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The producers of American Idol have called Courtney Love and told her that they might need her to sit in for Paula Abdul for upcoming episodes of American Idol.
Hmm.
Really? That's right.
That's, you know, I hate to be, God, I feel like I'm questioning everything today. Courtney Love replace her because why? Because she's got drug problems. Paula's got drug problems. She can replace her with Courtney Love.
Courtney Love says they thought that I would be great. I think it's weird, but brilliant, and I'm looking into it.
Well, there you go. Wow.
And here is Courtney Love's brand new hit song.
Oh, no.
Just without hole, incidentally. It's Courtney.
Years ago,
without a hole.
Elvis did the concert, you know. It was in the Coliseum. The shower. Just before the concert will start, Elvis dropped water in a cup.
Shut up.
Then he gave the cup to a boy.
Tom Tom.
I like rape.
Okay, goddamn.
Wants to remember the
boring.
To tell everyone you love. It's for everyone.
Okay.
Come see the Elvis Club. And I'll tell this what's up.
I hated it.
Okay, me too.
Wow.
I don't know where Jesse Jackson keeps coming from, though.
Well, there's this history, this historical history of lockouts and assumptions about white males.
I don't know why I got Jesse Jackson right next to Simon Cowell.
I hated it.
Me too. I don't know what's happening there. Okay, take that out of the machine right away.
And the best of all.
Are you pandemonium?
For God's sake.
Right now, all the engineers are out of the transmitter just holding their head going, oh, I can stop.
I'm going to take it out.
How can we test audio with all this stuff going on?
Okay, take it out, for God's sake. Come on.
And ask Elvis what's up.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
It's out now. And thank you very much.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Elvis Cup. All right, Courtney Love, we'll see about that. Oh, you know who's coming by when we come back?
Ooh.
Our good friend, Smart Charlie.
Yes, well, he might be smart, he might be dumb, you never know.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm trying to merge a couple of these old tapes with some of the new Chris Hansen tapes. Remember we have these fake phone calls that you could have sent to your cell phone if you wanted to pretend to your friends that you had a call?
Yes, talking about the terrible acting.
So you like you pick up your phone and go, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's happening? You're a tape.
You got time to talk?
Yes, I'm here with people that I'm trying to avoid right now, but I'm going to pretend like I'm talking to you on the phone.
Good. Where are you at right now?
I'm about halfway through the show. How about you?
Is it any good?
Yeah, it's very good today. What about?
Well, I don't know. Well, I was out with the guys. You want to come out later?
Not with you. You're a tard.
So,
like that.
There's that. Mm-hmm. So now, give me just a moment.
Hey, what's up?
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
You got time to talk?
I will have to get some lubricant, too.
Good. Where are you at right now?
So you ever been with an old guy before?
Is it any good?
I'll be the one gonna take off your clothes?
Well, I don't know. Well, I was out with the guys. You want to come out later?
I will go till you tell me to stop.
All right, well, we're going to be there at 11. Are you going to be there? Should I tell them?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I don't know. What do you got going on this weekend?
I will undress you, and you will undress me, okay?
That doesn't sound like any fun. How about, come on, why don't you join us, please?
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Well, you can't really answer right now, can you?
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
All right. Well, what about tomorrow? What do you want to do tomorrow?
I think you probably have a very nice ass as well.
Are you free?
When do you get off? Go till you tell me to stop.
Work.
Sorry about that. I like the acting on the other guy.
I was thinking about hitting up happy hour. What do you think?
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
The game's on. I guess that sounds okay. All right. Five?
I am not going to be treated like this anymore.
Fine, 6:30.
Sit your ass down. You're not going anywhere.
All right.
I hope you said everything you wanted to say to me today, because it's the last chance you'll ever have.
You can bring some more. Yeah, sure.
Now, somebody's not telling the truth here.
All right. What do you have to do that's so important?
Shut the F up.
That was
all right.
What are you, a moron?
Why do you want to bring? Fine.
You effing idiot.
What?
No, I don't think I would agree that it's inappropriate.
All right. What time again?
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Okay. Are you sure you want to do that?
I'm leaving you. Found another woman. And oh, by the way, I never really loved you anyway.
Fine. All right.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are the rudest, most disrespectful a-hole I have ever
met. There it is. Don and Mike Show. I like that.
No stems, no seeds. Just Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There's
Where's that new Chris Hansen thing? All the new ones.
I like rape.
Oh, my.
Here we go.
Oh, dear.
Hi, Chris.
Dear me.
When the guy was calling a couple of seconds ago and wondering about the song God Hates Fags,
yes,
that is in fact a parody song.
Right.
And I just didn't want to follow up. It's a reaction to a story that maybe you saw in the news the other day. Some Christian group has come out with gay bands. It's what they're calling gay bands.
Right. B-A-N-S?
B-A-N-D-S.
Oh, gay bands.
Gay bands.
Right.
And rather than, you know, your standard Frankie Goes to Hollywood or Wham.
Right.
This Christian anti-gay group and website has labeled the following bands gay and says the following bands can ruin your family with gayness.
Right. Wow.
Their words, not mine.
Is this a fringe group from even the fundamentalist Christian right?
Yeah. Let me see. They have Nirvana, Metallica, The Doors.
Oh, dear.
Fish.
Mm-hmm.
The Strokes.
Yeah.
Sure. Judas Priest.
Wow.
Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm. Frank.
Really? Eminem. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Panic at the Disco. Nickelback.
Wow.
P.O.D. And, of course, Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper. Girls just want to have fun.
Cyndi Lauper is on the list of the gay bands.
Wow.
Which is where that song came from.
So the parody is a response to this this group.
Absolutely.
If you want to call them that.
It's supposed to be like a big 100% goof on that.
Nickelback.
Super Bowl XXXI. Oh, and Buzz, why aren't you wearing your hoodie?
I have my shirts on underneath
you,
it.
You
I
was, still have your
He
your
was
hoodie.
A little chilly, you know.
Chilly.
It's not a lot of coverage with that.
If you go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, on today's stinking steamy log,
right,
you'll see the picture of Buzz wearing a female Super Bowl T-shirt.
And we have to admit, wearing it well.
Yeah.
As much as it pains us to say that.
Doesn't look female on me.
You know, next time, Don, we order the XP, the extra petite.
I told my buddy who was down there buying this stuff, I said, get a girl's shirt for Buzz. Mm-hmm. He said, these are really small. What size?
Oh, girl's medium.
I said, get a large.
I told you, I wear medium.
I don't want to embarrass the guy. Totally, get him a large.
I think the criteria should always be we buy something small enough to expose his lack of a navel. That's what we should do. Each and every time. It's got to come up, to chest level.
A true crop top.
That's
I
right.
know that it's time to talk Super Bowl.
What?
Right now. We have that, not Jay Glazer today. He's on tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
And we had Nancy on yesterday. We'll have JB on before the end of the week. I know who it is. Why are you wearing sunglasses?
I just, paparazzi.
And since when did you get a nice...
Does it offend you? If it offends you, I'll take them off. I don't care.
Since when did you get
Doesn't matter to me. I'm just sitting here hanging out.
What do you have
Hanging out with friends.
Why do you have a CBS Sports blazer on?
Because it's Super Bowl week and I'm very excited about it. And, finally, people are waking up about fossil fuels. Really?
Charlie, take your sunglasses off.
You must know. All right, Don. Glasses coming off here. Here we go. No problem. Next thing you're going to know, you're going to want Dumb Charlie.
I love Dumb Charlie.
Dumb Charlie's dead.
Hey.
Dumb Charlie doesn't exist anymore.
Turn that music off.
I'm sorry.
I don't like hearing that.
What's heating the earth?
Finally.
Duh. Fossil fuels. Global warming.
Hey,
wake up and smell the environment, people.
Hey, Charles.
May I relax?
Yes. Hey, Charles.
Heat up.
Please.
Chill out.
Charles.
Do a little radio show. I'm here. What?
I had a thought for a gag.
Mm-hmm. What's the gag?
How about you pretend that you're like you used to be.
Okay.
And I'll ask you what teams are in the Super Bowl.
Oh, what do you mean pretend? You know, when you start out, Dom, with pretend that I'm the way I used to be, please. You know, that's so tedious. That is so, so tedious. It really frustrates me. Why? Why? But why? Why do
Charles,
you always want me to do that?
Charles, don't you see the humor in a borderline retarded
don't
man?
Don't you understand the concept of ever forward? You coined the term, man.
How did you become
famous? You actually came up with the concept.
How did you become famous on our show for being Charlie Stuang Stabilak?
Because everyone likes to laugh at the village idiot. But now, one day, I hit my head, I woke up, and I was intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm more than intelligent. I'm actually intellectual.
All right, then.
I value reading. I value the spoken word. Shakespeare. Everything the world has to offer. Everything that my mind was totally...
My mind...
Was totally closed to. And you want me to go back, but I know it amuses you, and we're dear friends. We go back a long way, and I can be dumb Charlie if you want me to.
Are you seriously working with CBS? Is that where you got the...
I work for CBS in an executive capacity.
Wow.
Television, not radio.
Of course.
Picking out some, helping them out in their news department. With background.
Katie.
That's what I'm doing. Well, Katie needs some help. She's struggling, Rob. You know she is.
She's struggling.
But I don't want to reveal too much here. I really don't. That's not what I'm about. I don't want to reveal too much. I want to keep it on the down low, as you young bucks like to say.
How did you go from being our overgrown houseboy to being a muckety-muck with CBS?
Hit my head on a door jam, Don. Hit it hard. And as soon as I woke up, as soon as I came to, bingo, I had a newfound brain. I also tutor Mr. Marino. He's on that football show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. Dumb as a box of cotton balls.
Do you ever work with Jim Nance?
No, he's a bright guy. Very bright guy. Very impressive. Very, very impressive. Doesn't go too much for the wildlife. But, no, he has no problems. Marino, on the other hand, words. I say craft your words. Structure your sentences, man. Do it the right way. Come on, Dan. Work with me.
Charles, have you analyzed all of these stats? Have you played the percentages?
The stats I'm worried about are not football stats. They're grammatical stats, which I work with all those former jocks that really just don't have their act together. And they brought me and they said, Stu Engstabilak, can you come in and help these guys? I said, sure I can. I can do it for you. I really enjoy it. I do. I enjoy doing it.
Let me ask you, Charles, before Charlie comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you like in the game, Charles?
The game?
Yeah.
Football game?
Come down to my level,
the gladiators.
Right.
The barbarism.
Come down to my level.
Violence on the gridiron. I don't follow it, man. I don't follow it. It is far too beneath me.
Pick one, though, Charles.
Well, who's playing?
The Indianapolis Colts.
Mm-hmm.
And, come on, you know.
Well, I read.
Come on.
I hate discussing it. It's so brutal.
The Chicago Bears.
Men that are just pounding on each other when they could be reading, studying, expanding their minds.
Indianapolis Colts.
I'll throw a dartboard. Chicago
Bears.
Chicago, whatever. Mm. You know, that's it. Chicago. How bright are men when they pound each other head to head? You could risk serious brain injury.
You realize that if you keep up this personality,
yes.
This professorial.
That's not a personality. It's me. Man, you have to understand this is the real Charlie.
We're not going to have
this is Charles Stewang Stabilak. This is who I am.
We will not
what I am meant to be.
Why did you start wearing cufflinks?
I wear cufflinks every day.
Since when do you have initials on your shirt?
I have custom made shirts because I'm so large.
Nice.
Don't you understand it's a new me? I wear good clothes. I buy fine wines. I eat at only the best restaurants. My name is Charles Stewang Stabilak. I am not Charlie with a Y anymore. Please, Don, from the bottom of my heart, please.
This is hard for me to say.
And as far as all of you, for the depth of your ignorance, just requiring me to be this slow-witted Charlie again. I will do the thespian thing and I will act the part, but I will always, from this day forward, man, be Charles Stewang Stabilak. Don't you understand?
This is like breaking up with a chick.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if there's a place for smart Charles on our show.
Well, old Charles or Charlie, what did he collect? Coupons for the grocery store? I collect first editions.
Oh.
That's what I do. Hmm. Leather-bound. First editions.
Nice.
And it is a wonderful, wonderful collection.
When's the last time you had some pizza or ice cream? When's the last time
You can find a decent pizza in New York City. That's good stuff. I like it up there occasionally.
I'm not
a snob.
When did you go to a good birthday party?
A birthday party?
Yeah.
I went to a book signing. I don't remember the author's name. She escapes me. Very talented.
The Charlie that I knew loved birthday parties and pizza and
the
ice cream.
The Charlie you remember had the mind of a 5-year-old in a 65-year-old body.
But he had the schlong of a horse.
Well, that hasn't changed. I still enjoy an occasional peruse of the Kama Sutra.
Mm-hmm.
I still enjoy that. I still like the ways of love.
Sex books?
No, not sex books. They're not sex books, but I like reading erotic literature. I enjoy it. I truly do.
Can you see?
And I do observe the birth of Aristotle.
Can you see from my standpoint and from our standpoint on the show?
Yes, I know.
Maybe
it is not
this part of your personality.
You frustrate me.
Is not a fit.
You frustrate me because I understand the way of your world is comedy. And what you don't want to do, I can't come in and say, oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. Look, I've brought my finest leather-bound edition, and we'll discuss it. We'll discuss Chaucer.
Will you just...
The Canterbury Tales. Let's have a chat, shall we? I know you can't do that. What you want me to do is go back.
Is it
go back retro. Now, if you call it retro, maybe it would soften the blow.
Okay.
For me.
Would you...
Can I take off my cardigan?
Please.
It's warm.
How
very
about,
warm in here.
How about 60 seconds of retro Charlie?
All right.
On the Super Bowl.
On the Super Bowl?
Yes. It's what everybody's talking about.
Oh, I can fake it, I suppose.
Did you see Buzz's shirt? Now, is that funny?
Even I'm wearing
my buddy Bowl. Got him. That's a woman's shirt.
Mm-hmm. And the joke is what?
He's a man. He's a
I
man.
I know he's a man. He's wearing a woman's shirt.
Right. You don't think that's funny?
Oh, I get wearing the whole, the drag. Right. Like Milton Berle.
Like that.
History of television. Some of the British comedians do it.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Okay, well, can we have...
I'm sorry.
So, how about...
If you want to give me a laugh, I'll enjoy a good episode of Benny Hill.
How about...
That's fun.
Some retro Charlie.
All right. Do you have any classical music that you could play?
No, we're just going to play our...
Bach. Mozart.
Play the stupid football music.
Anything by Gustav Holst, perhaps The Planet? A wonderful symphony.
You used to like this song.
The
song used to be football.
All right, so you want Charlie to do an analysis of the game. Is that what you want me to do?
Can we have 60 seconds of retro Charlie?
All right, here we go.
The clock? Here we go.
All right, looking back, retro Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Don. How you doing? It's the big game this weekend, isn't it? I'm going to have a great time. I'm going to eat pizza. I'm going to eat ice cream. I'm done,
What? I'm sorry. Stop
what?
It.
No.
I'm sorry. I can't. It's disturbing me.
You're not playing along.
It's disturbing me. It's frustrating me. Don't you understand?
You're not
I'm a talented
Charlie.
Artist.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
I can't stay here and tolerate this.
No, you're not.
I can't. Mind your P's and Q's, man. I should point out that my arms are still gigantic.
They are.
I can still crush heads.
And I should point out...
I'm not a violent man, but I know how to do the pugnacious arts.
Charles?
I do.
Look at me.
Yes.
Three, two,
all right.
One.
Let's go get pizza! Look it up. Want to see it?
Look at Buzz.
Look at my shirt.
You're wearing a girl's shirt.
It's funny, isn't it?
You're wearing a little girl's shirt. I can see your nipples.
Hey, Charlie.
I can see your nipples, Mr. Burbank.
Hey, Charlie, you want to do something funny?
Sure.
Why'd you set fire to those books in front of you?
All right. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God.
Look at the smoke.
He's really
nice. I can't breathe good. I'm lighting them on. Look at the books. I'm waving them all around. Yeah. Look at the books. Wow.
Those are first edition.
Man, they are burning good.
They are.
Who's got bottle rockets? Yeah.
Hey, Charlie.
You're still having a problem with those crows?
Charlie?
Yes, Doc. Oh, my God. Put it out. Put it out. My leather bounds.
Oh,
my
no.
leather bounds. God damn you.
Oh.
I hope you burn.
You
like
did
these
it.
Books are burning, you will burn in the fires of hell.
You did it.
Who hit me in the head? My God, who hit me in the head?
You did it by accident.
I did it by accident. I did not, sir. I posed to you that I was struck. I was struck on the... I can't believe I'm on smoke in here right now. Charlie. Charlie loves the Super Bowl. Charlie loves ice cream. Charlie likes to... Oh, I'm distressed.
Red.
I am
just
so
like
distressed.
A fire
what
truck.
The hell is that? I am distressed.
Thought it was a fire truck.
Oh, sound my God.
It was labeled as fire
this
truck.
This is not funny.
This is
not funny.
No. This is not funny. Hi, Rob.
Hi,
look at the fire. Let's toast marshmallows right now. No, I'm back to being distressed. Look at this. I can't believe it. You have no soul. None of you have souls or humanity or a sense of decency. You should all be condemned. I have spoken.
Wow, take us a break.
Burning books, you common dictator.
Take us a break.
Dot and Mike to break.
Oh, come on.
the Don and Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on a motion picture soundstage with John Wayne.
Scene two, take one.
I'm John Wayne. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Hi.
Now you make yourself at home here, youngster, and I'll be back.
Okay.
Joe.
I've known that little fella a while.
Joe.
He's mentally retarded. One of more than 6 million kids and adults.
Joe.
I thought some of you might like to help because
Joe.
The retarded can be helped. 2 years ago, Robert couldn't say hi.
Joe.
Well, you heard him. It may not sound like much to you, but to Robert's mother and dad, it's almost a miracle.
Joe.
Well, the National Association for Retarded Children and
Joe.
Its nearly 1,500 local associations
Joe.
Are helping to make miracles like this happen every day.
Joe.
It isn't
Joe.
Easy. Help us.
Joe.
Please.
Come on, the second bear. Stop
it. Going back to the bottle. Get drunk.
So,
you are a lot of trouble.
It's been a while since the Duke has stopped
by. Well, he's yours.
Yeah. Well, tell me about it.
Irreplaceable. Don and Mike.
Don't expect me to do something about it.
Young Duke. Don't.
Bend over.
Medium Duke.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Old Duke.
Just get down on your knees and go after him.
Real young Duke. Lawsuit Duke.
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
Yeah, let's get to this guy.
Old Duke.
Let's go to our lives where we have now... Oh. Let me give you a little background on this. Kat is from the website winmysoul.com.
I love this.
Here's the background. When I first saw the website, I thought, lying around the website. Dumb website. The guy's selling his soul.
Okay. Selling his soul!
As it turns out, the story to this guy's quest to sell his soul has been sold Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, they're going to make a movie about it. Wow.
Tobey Maguire, you know, Spider-Man, Pleasantville, all that other stuff.
Right.
When I was on the guy's website at winmysoul.com, some of the specifics that caught my eye are as follows. There's all kinds of clauses. For instance, if you buy the guy's soul,
yeah.
He donates blood twice per year. He will plant a minimum of 2 trees a year. He provides the owner of his soul the option to pick the date of his wedding. You can pick the name of his kids.
When you say he donates his soul and he donates blood, you buy his soul and he donates blood, you dictate when he donates this blood?
That's the way that I read the website. I also read it that if he has kids, you get to pick the names of the kids.
For a price. All of these little bits of his soul are sold, right? It's not one person that gets to buy the whole pack.
One person gets the whole Megillah. Well, let's find out.
Yeah.
Gerald.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's happening, Gerald?
How are you, Gerald?
Gerald, how do you pronounce your last name, my friend?
Frawler.
Frawler. Are you selling your soul to one person, or are you selling your soul off in little bits and pieces?
No, it's one person, it's one contract, and the way it works is for every dollar that's donated to the website, it's a raffle-style contest. For every dollar that's donated, you get one entry. So if you donate $1, you get one entry. If you donate $100, you get 100 entries. And then one person will be selected and offered that contract.
And besides all this stuff that we were just talking about, like naming your kids and then some of the other stuff, that you can plan the guy's wedding if he gets married, you can pick his wedding date. Beyond that, what would be in it? What's so great about your soul, Gerald, as opposed to anybody else's?
Well, that's the beautiful thing about it. You know, I'm just an average person. I'm one of the, I'm just one of the average millions of Americans out there that, you know, are suffering through depression or are not happy with their life or, you know, could use a change.
And
I just came up with this idea to, you know, try to find a way to do it. And
what is the total number of things you're selling? I mean, the total number of benefits for the winner of your soul. It sounds to me like you're going to make it possible for the winner of this contest, this lottery, to really control your life.
That's what it looks like. A lot of people like interpret it that way, but it's not really like that.
Okay.
If you look closely, like I retain all my free will, except for a select number of things that whoever wins the contract can decide, and those things would be.
Well, you even write that someone can pick whatever is written on your tombstone,
yeah,
and that at some point, if you want your soul back, you have to pay someone $1 million to get it back?
Wow.
Yeah, I put a buyback clause in there. You know, like, you gotta, when I design a site, you know, it's a very serious, and there's actually, you know, a very serious meaning behind a lot of these clauses, but some of it's kind of for humor, you know, like every year on my birthday, whoever wins my soul, I'll send them a birthday card.
On your birthday.
Yeah, on my birthday, I send them a birthday card.
Now, Tobey Maguire purchased the rights to your life story. Are you at liberty to discuss the kind of dollars we're talking about for that?
No, not really, because the stuff is still, you know, things are still in works. But
all right, let me ask you this question then. Did the deal make you less or more depressed?
Oh, definitely less depressed.
Wow, well, there we go. Okay.
I got to tell you, to be in all honesty, you know, like the day that I launched this site, you know, I took a step away from a life that I hated, you know, and it's changed me dramatically. You know, everything that's happened since then, you know, it's just been amazing, you know.
Dude, there's...
It's like venturing into the unknown and then, you know, like having success, you know, saying, you know, I'm not going to take it anymore. I want to change my life. I want to do something to change my life. And
but isn't that like a 180 from what the Dalai Lama says, that you're unhappy with your soul, so what you're going to do to get happy is... sell your soul and get the goods that come with the material part
right.
of your soul.
It might not be the key to happiness as far as the Lama is concerned.
No, but as far as living on God's green earth, well, what the hell? Yeah, buy yourself a nice foreign car. Get yourself a nice chick. Do you do well with the women, if you don't mind me asking, Gerald? I mean, how is your sexual soul?
Oh, it's pretty good, although I'm going to have a challenge on my hand finding a woman that's willing to accept some of the clauses in that contract.
Wow.
You know,
Do you see this if you have a serious relationship? And I see you've gotten 8 marriage proposals here. If you have a serious relationship with a woman, don't you? How will this interfere? I mean, it seems like it might interfere an awful lot. And will you go over it with, like, almost like a prenup? This is so surreal anyway. This will probably, you'll have to have a very understanding woman, I would think.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me explain to you a couple things, and you might, like, see, you know, where I'm coming from.
See,
like,
that maybe you're sane?
Well, yeah. Like, with this contract, for example, some people ask me, they're like, how could you ever let a stranger name your kid, you know? Like, how do you ever expect to find a woman that'll let a stranger pick the first name for your child? And then I asked them, I said, if you were going to have a son and you want to name him Mark, but someone came along and said you had to name him Kevin, would you love him any less because his name is Kevin instead of Mark?
Has it struck anybody else, and you seem like a nice enough guy.
Very nice guy.
Has it struck anybody else that maybe if this guy didn't do the sell your soul thing, there's maybe a 50-50 shot he'd never meet a woman? That, that he'd never get married? That he'd never see the vagine? That...
Well, he says that, I read like a couple of things in your bio here that indicate that you really were suffering with depression. And
oh, yeah,
you said it just now that you've moved away from it. What had you so darn depressed there, Gerald?
Well, a lot of stuff, you know. I don't blame anybody for anything, and I don't want anybody's pity, so I tried to avoid putting a lot of the stuff on the website. But,
okay.
You know, like...
Put it on our show.
I was raped by a horse when I was a child. I got some issues with that.
You moved by it, though, Don. You really did a nice job.
Yeah, well, I fell off a horse, and then it raped me, so...
It's even worse, right? Touché.
He wins.
Gerald, seriously, Mike was asking a good question. What were you so depressed about before you decided to sell your soul?
Well, you know, like, basically, I had a pretty rough childhood. You know, until the age of 12, I lived with my mother, and there was alcohol and drug abuse and some other types of abuse that I don't want to say on the phone. Things I needed counseling for. And then I ended up as a ward of the state of Florida. I got put into the foster care system.
Oh, that sucks right there.
You know, there's so like my whole childhood was just there's a big mess that's got to be sorted out, you know. And then, you know, I went off and I joined the military and I, you know, I traveled around and I got married.
Now it's beginning to make sense to me why Tobey Maguire might have bought this story, because there's a lot more to this than just the website, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. The website is just, the website is just a small like snippet of the real story that's here, you know.
If I'm a consumer looking. Hey, hold on, Gerald. I just had a real thought here. If I'm a consumer looking for a soul, and I've been, a lot of times I've heard the complaints that I don't have a soul. So let's say that I'm looking for a new soul or a better soul.
Yeah.
Frankly, I'm a pretty pathetic human being, but I think I got a better soul than you do. How do you sell me on your soul when what you're telling me is that, and now I'm the customer here.
Yeah.
Sell me on the soul when you're telling me your life sucked. Up until the point you decided to sell the soul, What makes it so good?
Well, it didn't always suck, you know, like I went off and I became successful, you know, like I got a college education and I got a, you know, a really good job and I moved up and I made six figures, you know, I got to travel around and then everything kind of imploded, you know, I lost my job, I got my marriage, you know, just crumbled and we ended up having a bad divorce and, you know, and I didn't have any family to turn to, I didn't have anybody to turn to and I just kind of, you know, like I slid into a depression and I only have one really good friend and he kind of just took me in and, you know, I had a hard time.
So did you punch your way out of this thing by coming up with this idea? Is this what you're saying?
Well, you know, what I did was the way I approached my depression once I realized I was seriously depressed is I started looking at the reasons why am I depressed, you know, and through that I started identifying things that were causing, you know, that were causes of depression.
Like what, your complexion? You
know, yeah, and then like one day, on the phone I made a joke with my friend about, you know, like selling my soul and I was like, you know, my life has been a series of contracts, you know, I was property of the state of Florida. I was in a contract in the military. I was married. You know, it's a marriage contract. I had a contract to go
with. All right. I'm hearing this a little bit. I understand what you're saying. Life is a series of contracts. Yeah, baby.
But again,
I'm understanding this now.
But Mike, that's the divorce part of your speech.
Yes, it is, Don.
But again, if that's
one of those contracts.
If I'm in the market for a soul.
Yes.
Give me a clean liver, someone...
Do you want somebody at the beginning of your life? Or?
I don't mean liver like your liver.
Right.
I mean a clean liver like...
Mine is nice and clean, though.
But someone who doesn't have the emotional baggage of everything that you've gone through in your life, I'd like, you know, if I was to get a soul, give me a Paris Hilton soul.
But you see, Paris Hilton's not going to have a reason to do that, or a soul.
Exactly.
She doesn't have one.
Hold on, I've just been handed a picture of Gerald. As a matter of fact, straight out of America's Most Wanted.
Gerald.
From How to Catch a Predator.
Gerald, you're scary, Gerald.
Gerald, that is a weird-looking haircut you got.
Gerald,
dude.
You got kind of a mohawk going on?
No, that's taking my ski cap off after a long
day. Gee, rice.
How much have you made on the website, Gerald?
So far, I've had over $3,700 in donations.
$3,700.
That's a big way of saying $3,700, which is not a little bit of scratch.
Yeah, and I mean, is this your first real PR blitz for this thing?
Oh, no, this is the second wave. Initially, I had a local wave in Tampa, and that's where, you know, I was on four news stations here. I was on the front page of the Tampa Bay Times. I was on Fox News Live. I was interviewed by Edie Hill. I did some talk shows, local, like, talk shows in Tampa. You know, I had, CNBC contact me about possibly being on a show, and then...
I don't want to depress you, and you only got 3,000 hits after all that?
Well, you know, it was kind of minor, like... It was kind of localized.
Wasn't that the amount of money he had been offered? $3,700.
3,700 chances have been purchased.
Well, that's the each time.
Yeah,
somebody...
it's not like an auction, you know.
Do you sell a $1 chance?
Yeah, you can bid any. I mean, it's not a bid. It's a for every dollar you donate, you get like a ticket. It's like a raffle.
Well, so could you buy more than one?
Yeah, you can buy as many as you want. Ah. Like, I think the highest person. There's one person that keeps donating every 2 weeks, $25.
What is the best thing you offer, in your opinion, the best thing you offer for buying your soul?
Well, you know, I think I try to look at it like an investment, you know, like when you purchase stock from a company.
Now, see, you're not selling me there.
No,
right?
Hold on.
When I ask that question, you ought to get right to the best thing.
I've got one for you. What if I bought your soul and I said to you, you must do something that I cannot do, that I cannot look myself in the mirror and do because I have a soul. You have to go... and make love to Carrie Spiewak tonight. You have to go rob a bank. You have to go into a hotel and put.
I think that speaks to his whole free will thing.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like the contract. Basically, to be honest,
the fun of having someone's soul though if you can't get them to do what you want them to do?
Well, the whole idea of buying the soul is like the devil, isn't it? Like you get them in the afterlife. That's the whole.
No, thing. There's no. I stayed away from the religious aspect completely and tried to think of just, you know, things that.
Do you believe in God?
Do I believe in God?
Do you believe in God?
I'm developing some ideas about that.
Gerald, what happens if after all
this
is done...
Hold on, Rob. I really wanted to answer the question that I asked a couple of seconds ago, which was, what is the best thing you offer? I mean, since you won't do anything that Dom wants you to do, but I see this list of stuff. What do you offer? What is the best thing? If I buy your soul, if I win your soul, what's the best thing you offer?
Ooh, it's a tough one, but you know, it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for monetary gain, it's there. You know, you're going to get a percentage of my taxable income for the rest of my life, mm-hmm. And then you're also,
dude, you're offering like nothing spiritual or anything.
Well, Don, that taxable income is a guaranteed minimum of $500.
Hold on, we have calls for you. Hold on a second. We have a lot of people with calling with what this guy's saying. Hello, Richard.
Hey guys, how are you?
Okay, go ahead, Richard. Let me just say what he wants to ask you, Gerald. I think there are 10 other people on the line with the same question right now.
All right. Gerald, there was an episode of The Simpsons about 8 years ago where Bart bought Milhouse's soul for $5. Yeah. Would $5 do it?
Oh, no. Well, I'm
you're all idiots.
Or did you get the idea from The Simpsons?
No, I didn't get the idea from The Simpsons. I didn't even see that episode of The Simpsons until afterwards people started emailing me, and they're saying, hey, you know, is the same thing going to happen to you that happened to Bart? I'm like, what are you talking about? So one of my friends sent me the season that had that episode, and I watched it. But, I don't think the sliding door is going to not open for me.
Are you employed now?
No, right now I'm not. Right now my full-time job is winmysoul.com.
Okay.
Now, Gerald, what happens after this drawing happens and say you have 4,000 chances sold or whatever, and you pull the winner and you say, congratulations, you've won, here's your contract, what if they just say, nah, are you off the hook? Or are you going to go to a second-place guy?
No, whoever's selected, you know, I'm going to sign the contract and give it to them, and whatever they do with it, they do with it.
They can resell it.
One of the clauses.
They can resell it.
I just realized this is ridiculous.
You notice the bid with confidence is showing more.
Yeah, get out of here, Rob. Get out of here. Rob's going to turn this into a real deal. No one's going to buy this guy's soul.
Are you off the hook? And could you offer that?
We got some items
I'd like to sell.
Well, you got to look at it like this. I'm not really selling my soul. Like, it's more of like, you know, the phrase selling my soul is.
No, dude, here's the deal. If you're going to sell your soul, I'm going to go with my original thought on this. It's like when you sell your soul to the devil, if you want to get somebody, you got to say, you can have my soul. That means I am a soulless person. That means there is no consequence to what I do. I have no fear of retribution.
I will be your monster.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. I'd bid $100 for that right now. Right now, $100.
Well, I think it's going to take a little bit more than that. But, you know, like, here's the thing. Like, someone told me that, you know, what are you going to do when you sell your soul if you want to become a chef, you know? Because you're not going to be able to cook good soul food.
All right. I've had enough of
it. Good luck, Gerald.
Thank you for your time, Gerald.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, dude, your website. Oh, hey. Is Toby Maguire a cool guy in real life?
I haven't met him yet, but they're talking about flying me out there really soon, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, you've not even met him yet.
Yeah. Wow.
How's his hole? How's his hole?
That's very interesting.
There you go. Hi. How you doing, Spidey? How's his hole?
I love Spider-Man. He's wearing all black in the next one, I hear.
He sure is.
Yeah, very interesting.
Okay.
Is Gerald gone?
He just hung up.
No.
He just hung up.
Not impressive.
Good luck.
I mean, I wish him luck in all that, but...
good luck.
What was Toby Maguire smoking? I guess maybe there is a story that it sounds like he had a rough childhood.
You could turn that into something like that Frank Abagnale movie. You could turn that into like to a Catch Me If You Can type screenplay.
Right.
You could punch that up about a guy stealing... I mean...
Maybe there's a lot... I got the impression, even with his mellowness on the phone, that there's a lot more to this story that he's not telling.
Like, I'm already picturing a bunch of Hollywood types sitting around going, hey, hold on a second. I see Jim Carrey in this role. Jim Carrey loses his soul, loses his bearings. Mm-hmm. And I know he was in a movie with Jennifer Aniston, but we bring them back together again.
Wouldn't that be great?
And hold on, this sounds just like Bruce Almighty. I know, but they all sound like Bruce Almighty.
and then he puts this on the internet. He says he's going to sell his soul, and he gets $10 million, not $3,000. He's gotten a lot of press. It just doesn't seem to me. You know, the cash isn't pouring in.
Not yet, no.
Who will play you guys?
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
Some of the contestants from last night's American Idol.
Well, that'll be good.
Can play Mike and I.
Yeah, I'd like the yellow lady to play me.
Then I'll take the Jack Osborne guy that sang the Seal song.
I liked him. I actually liked his personality.
Didn't he kick some ass?
He certainly did, and he had a phenomenal personality.
And you know what Simon Cowell said to him at the end?
What?
Yeah, you're very dry.
Yeah.
That's a dry sense of humor. The guy was funny, Buzz.
He could be a sleeper. He had a great face.
So is he going to Hollywood or not?
He's going to Hollywood, yes. Very good.
I don't think Simon would have said that to the yellow lady.
The yellow lady.
You're not even sounding human.
You look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called?
Bush babies.
Bush baby.
Oh, you are such
a bush baby. What are you doing?
Isn't that the best?
My favorite is Randy's reaction.
That is the best part.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, Simon?
All right, well, good luck to that guy with the with the soul thing.
Very good.
All right. Soul Patrol time. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Hi, Craig.
If you listen to them, you owe them. Don and Mike.
All right, let me see. Tomorrow on the show, we'll start our full-blown Super Bowl stuff.
That's exciting.
Of our friend Jay Glazer from down in Miami.
Right, guy.
Talking about everything that's happening down there.
Tough guy.
Also tomorrow, Freddie's in Baltimore on 105.7. Kirk and Mark start the morning show tomorrow. So we'll find out how their day went. They're going to join us tomorrow afternoon.
Very good.
We'd like to have them on. Friday is our big Absinthe Super Bowl party.
That's right.
Hello. And very specifically, it's, and this will fool you, if you listen to the show every day, Friday, no prep at all will go into the show.
No.
I know it sounds like that every day.
Right.
But Friday, no preparation at all.
Wow. Right. We are going to come in here. We're going to chat. We're going to take phone calls.
It's Super Bowl time, baby.
Right. And we are going to have a sip of the whatever that piece of wood is that they make absinthe from.
Absinthe.
Wormwood.
It's an herb.
And the guy from Prague is bringing it in himself.
And he'll come in and join us, Jake.
Yep.
Because he's a good guy to hang out with, because we'll have lots of questions about it.
Right. And if all works according to plan, right when we hit the absolute pinnacle of drunkenness, about three quarters of the way through the show, that should be when we hook up with Nancy.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
We've never had the opportunity to talk. Now, imagine this. Mm-hmm. This is the perfect storm.
Uh-huh.
Jim Nance, turgid, hard as a rock, cat couldn't scratch it, on the eve of Super Bowl.
Right.
Ready to go.
Us, buzzed to the max on absinthe.
Right.
Can you imagine those two forces finally meeting up together?
Right before he goes out for his glass of wine.
Face-to-face.
Well, we're supposed to have dinner with him anyway, right?
That's Friday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Today is a Wednesday. Oh, and I've not read this, but all of the boys said you'd be making a huge mistake if you did not read Craig Wilson today.
It's a good one.
From the USA Today. Didn't read it yet.
Very good.
But everybody says it's a home run.
Well, good, you know, because it is always kind of a little lottery as to who's going to get the funniest line.
And it used to be that we would read them every week,
right,
just to get his attention. And then we did get his attention.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Hi, Craig.
And after you're done, just hand your glasses across the console.
Oh, is that a little teeny?
Jeez, it's very small.
Is that a small font?
That's the smallest font I've ever seen.
That is tiny.
Do you have the real newspaper anywhere?
Yeah, I do.
I do.
Let's use that.
The newspaper.
There we go.
All right.
You're right, Mike. That's a bigger print.
Here we go.
The final word by Craig Wilson. Little gestures keep love alive.
Blossoming.
You mentioned Craig is a columnist at USA Today. We're reading something that's on the front page of USA Today as it is every Wednesday. Valentine's Day is 2 weeks away. Feelings of love. Enough time to pull your act together. Buy that perfect gift. To serve a romantic table for two. Or maybe you don't need to do any of that, because you already know what you have is pretty special. You don't need a box of chocolates to prove your love. You show it every day by doing the simplest of things.
little romantic gestures. It might be nothing more than a wink and passing, a wistful wave when you drop off at work, a note left on the kitchen counter.
In fact, I'd be suspected of any romantic gesture that appears to be mostly for show.
I like rape.
Oh, dear.
That's not a romantic gesture.
That's horrible.
Working too hard really defeats the whole purpose of a romantic gesture. It's supposed to be natural.
Years ago, an elderly couple lived around the corner from me. They were retired, and every day they went on a long walk that took them right by my front porch.
And every day without fail, they were holding hands. A simple gesture for sure, but they looked for all the world like a couple of love-struck teenagers. Even when she slid into dementia.
Wow. The first prize.
Pretty good. Even when she slipped into dementia, he still took her for a walk. And he held her hand.
I'm not a big hand holder. My palms sweat.
This is getting good.
But it worked for them. And that's all that really matters.
Flowers remain perhaps the most cliched of romantic gestures. Maybe because they work. I saw that just the other day.
I was walking across the street, boy, on my way to lunch, and approaching me was a young man. Carrying what could only be described as an armful of tulips. It appeared as if he had bought out the flower stand on the corner, telling the vendor, "I'll take them all."
That sight brought a smile to my face. When I looked around, I thought, it brought a smile to everyone near me, too.
Who is the lucky recipient, we all wondered.
I do think the lad overdid it a bit. But he was young. He can be forgiven for believing more is more. Maybe more is more when it comes to flowers. Although I know many a romantic gesture that involves a single stem.
Wow.
Hey! It involved a single stem.
Bingo!
Winner. God damn! This is a good one, boys. A single stem. I bet he's got a single stem.
After you live with someone long enough, such little gestures become almost automatic. But that doesn't make them less powerful.
During my almost 25... Oh, I'm the winner!
Winner!
I'm the winner! During my almost 25 years with my partner, Jack, a few gestures of our own have emerged.
Where is your fingers?
No, that's not it. A few gestures of our own have emerged.
Maybe it's the look we give each other at the end of a long dinner party at a friend's house. It's simple and can be translated into one word. Home.
Maybe it's the conversational shorthand we've mastered. A necessity, since our minds and memories aren't what they used to be.
Jack and I can have whole conversations about someone whose name we cannot remember, involving an incident in the past that's no longer crystal clear, and we understand perfectly what the other is saying.
Again, it's the ability to connect. Again, without words.
And that's not a romantic gesture. I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Delightful.
God damn.
I love that one.
That's a winner.
Thank you, Craig.
That is truly a winner. Let me see. God. Want to talk about young men?
Yes, the flowers, the tulips.
Jack.
You hit the mother lode, 25 years with Jack.
My partner, Jack. A few gestures of our own have emerged.
Jack and I can have whole conversations.
You think this is a gesture? You think if they're sitting across at a party, this is a gesture?
Yeah, it depends on what party.
Right.
Boy, this was a good one today.
Don't forget sweaty palms.
Sweaty palms.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Man. him.
And you had tulips.
I was on my way to lunch. Approaching me was a young man carrying what could only be described as an arm full of tulips.
Tulips.
I loved it.
Tulips on my organ.
That was just, that was pure.
Would you rather have roses on your piano or tulips on your organ?
I better work on my conversational shorthand.
Those tapes are not funny.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
That is not funny.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I like rape.
Oh, geez. No.
That's not funny.
Not funny at all.
Stop that.
Horrible.
That makes me want to scream.
There she is.
Scream right out loud.
Super.
Well, hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
Is that a woman's shirt you're wearing?
Why, yes, it is.
How does it feel?
It feels very snug.
You wear it well.
Thank you.
You know what would look better?
What?
Your arm's full of tulips. Buzz is coming up with his partner, Jack.
Right.
Dudes and commas wearing his girl's shirt.
25 years, Buzz.
Yeah, I'm very proud.
25 years of sweaty, hairy palms.
My palms sweat.
Be right back with the big show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right, yeah? Baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. Whoa, whoa.
They can cure the itch in your ditch. John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Wow.
Here we go. Time for Buzz Now, brought to you by Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce. Frank's Red Hot Sauce wants to make it a halftime MVP of the game. Just use Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce to create restaurant quality wings.
Hey, look around, cafe.
That's for me to you, Mike.
Thank you.
And now here's Francis. Hi, Francis.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Turns out suspicious devices found all over Boston today were part of a publicity stunt. Turner Broadcasting is taking responsibility for the hoax devices.
And CBS.
Said in a statement it regrets any harm they may have caused. The devices were apparently part of a marketing campaign that involved a character from a cartoon show.
What were the devices?
They were like a magnetic light.
Oh, Ted Turner runs that station.
Now you're out of sight, yeah.
Oh, hold on a second. That's the wrong day.
I've been, it rained, personally prefer, about the, where, people can get, if you remember, I just read the article in the New York Times, there has to be a huge, of our whole, probably, stop pumping, our kids won't, we just can't keep buying, increasing prices.
He says, an awful lot, Ted Turner does.
He sure does. Aqua Teen Hunger Force is the name of the cartoon show they were promoting. The packages are reportedly magnetic lights that pose no danger. One of them, found at Sullivan Square Transit Station, was detonated by a police bomb squad. Authorities, who are not amused, promise there will be an investigation.
You want a bomb? Listen to this.
Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby. Because I need to know now, well, because...
That's a dirty bomb.
That's that website, right?
That is, yeah. The one that Buzz had asked me during, was it yesterday's news you mentioned that?
Yes, uh-huh.
See, clearly now the rain is gone.
How do you pronounce that, Buzz? It's M-I-T...
Me-do-me.com.
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 Me-do-me.
Exactly.
If I'm better, I'm cool. She-ko-de-o-hoo.
Yeah, that's a good one. This one.
They're all good.
Avinu shalom aleichem. Avinu shalom aleichem.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
And here's one more.
That was me.
Here's one
that
more.
That was Rob?
Yeah.
Wild Horses by the Stones.
Childhood living. It's easy to do.
I like when they do it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
The things you wanted.
Well,
she's
wireless.
You
get the idea. You know, it's your fault, Buzz. You had it on the news
it
yesterday.
It is my fault.
So we went there.
I don't know what's wrong with me. This would have been my lead story if the Turner Broadcasting hoax hadn't happened. Could the plant that causes the munchies also cure them? Figure out how to use marijuana.
He's excited.
Figure out how to use marijuana to curb your appetite instead of boosting it, and the world
You know
will...
that smell from before?
Definitely weed.
If you could do that, the world would beat a path to your door. The stock in a British pharmaceutical company has just gone up 5.5 points because that's what scientists there believe they have done.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
I would like that joke. Our researchers at Britain's GW Pharmaceuticals announced yesterday they're starting human trials on a treatment for the weight gain that's often a side effect of regular cannabis use. They say the cure may lie in the cannabis itself. Quoting the company's managing director, the plant has 70 different cannabinoids, and each cannabinoid,
what are they?
Word of the day, cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids.
And each has a different effect on the body. That's on
Buzz's new restaurant.
Cannabinoids.
Welcome to cannabinoids.
Well, a table for two, welcome to cannabinoids. Would you like to see our specials?
The scientist says some of these cannabinoids stimulate your appetite, and some, in the same plant, suppress your appetite.
It's not a jalapeno popper you're getting.
We have weed wings, weed French dip, and our fabulous weed souffle.
His company, this scientist's company, has already isolated one of those cannabinoids to treat multiple sclerosis. That drug's already been approved and is in use. He says approval of a marijuana-based appetite suppressant is probably many years away, but GW is one of just several pharmaceutical companies investing time and money.
I'm wasting away to nothing.
Into cannabinoid research.
Hold on here. Where's that? I'm looking for it. For goodness sakes. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, never mind. I don't have it.
You'd think it'd be rough to be in the cigarette-making business these days, what with more people quitting, the lawsuits, new drugs to help fight addiction, and no smoking signs everywhere, and higher taxes.
How are those pills working out for you, those smoking pills that...
So far, not so much.
Yeah, Buzz was telling me last week that you know him.
You may
yeah.
have seen this on TV.
If it's a pill, mm-hmm. he'll try it.
Sure.
Yeah, well, especially when he, well, those deodorant pills worked real well.
One makes you smaller, one makes you larger.
So he came in and he said, hey, I'm taking pills to help me stop smoking,
right.
except I'm having some adverse reactions to them.
Yeah. It really didn't work out well for me. I guess it has for many people.
What were the adverse reactions?
Oh, well, during a period of time when the dosage was being boosted, I had trouble sleeping for a little while. But we were on vacation then, so it wasn't a real
problem. Oh, you told me your butt was bleeding.
No, that's Rob.
That's me.
Happened
but that me. Brings up something. Have you tried the patch?
I have.
Have anyone else tried the patch for the nicotine patch?
I have by made by Adams.
Oh, Patch Adams. Because no doctor is cottoning to it yet, but they're saying that's a good treatment for the bleeding butt.
That's true.
Have you tried it yet?
The nicotine patch?
Yeah, and so I said, wouldn't it be easier if I just started smoking again?
You talked about this 3 weeks ago, though.
The doctor doesn't. The doctor says don't do it, and the pharmacist says
you know
do
what?
It.
Hmm. Seems to me that I've seen that video somewhere of a guy smoking a cigarette with his ass.
Yeah. Maybe we could show that on a Friday show, too.
Could we?
I could try to put together an act. I've got 44 hours.
Well, if you think business...
No, hold on. Just 1 second, Buzz.
Yes, but if you show that video and the horse one, it'll make you really hungry.
Right. This particular pill is supposed to break your nicotine addiction. It's supposed to turn off the neurons in your brain.
Is this the pill you used?
Right. Chantix.
And it didn't work for you, right?
Not yet, no. My doctor wants me to hang in there.
Is there a chance that you would actually put a nicotine... would that be on the inside?
No. You would put it where you would normally put it, I guess, on your arm or your shoulder or whatever.
Oh, so you would actually put it on your butt.
No.
But there's only two guys at my pharmacy.
But hold on. How would a nicotine patch... I believe you, mm-hmm. but explain to me how a nicotine patch would help you with an ulcer in your ass.
I would have to think, and Buzz, back me up here, doesn't nicotine constrict blood vessels
it
somehow?
It does, yeah. Reduces bleeding. Reduces blood circulation.
So there are two guys at my pharmacy that are on the magic pill I'm on, Colazol.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy, the pharmacist tells me, buys the nicotine patch because he flares up seasonally. And I said, I got to meet this guy. He sounds like fun. But I might try it.
Good luck.
If the nicotine patch and the Colazol doesn't work, why don't you just try those other pills they have? Ass explode. That's the one you should try.
Say your ass isn't exploding.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, business is booming for the cigarette companies. In fact, the future of cigarette manufacturing appears to be bright. Wall Street certainly thinks so. You'd think Kraft Foods would be glad to ditch the makers of Marlboros, but it's actually the other way around. Stock in the company once known as Philip Morris shot up 10% when it announced it was breaking away from Kraft Foods. Quoting an investment expert at Morgan Stanley, something that's forgotten in all of this is people like to smoke.
Take Kraft Baby Marshmallows, stir in some cigarette butts, add some cheese, bake at 350 degrees, and serve in an ashtray. Another delicious holiday treat from Kraft.
And don't forget the CEO of that company. Philip Morris Jones.
Philip Morris Jones. He changed his name when he why does he do the news when he's so fabulously wealthy with his cigarette fortune?
Philip Morris
he enjoys
Jones
it.
From Sinclair Broadcasting.
Philip Morris Jones.
How'd you like the Philip Morris Jones?
PMJ.
California, home of some of the toughest anti-smoking laws in the world, is now thinking about banning light bulbs.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The old-fashioned, inefficient, incandescent kind, invented 125 years ago and never modified, never improved.
Inconceivable.
Well, but it seems to me that if we went to the new energy-saving light bulbs
the
that are
CFLs,
supposed to last like 8,000 times longer.
Right.
Don't make them look like bendy straws.
Well, we still have some bugs to work out, but they're very bright, and they do save you a lot of money on electricity. These new compact fluorescent lights we're talking about put out the same light with 75% less electricity. Those are the screwy-looking bulbs you're seeing more and more of. California Assemblyman Lloyd Levine of L.A. has proposed that the old bulbs be outlawed by 2012 and replaced with CFLs.
Attention! This is your new class mascot.
What happened to your dog?
This is not a dog. This is a ferret.
What's a fairy?
That's a ferret.
Oh. If he bites you, you get rabies and you die.
No, it is not true. He never bites.
Can I pet him?
Sure, but one at a time, okay? Good. Okay, next one. Come on.
Good.
Come on. This yes. is a ferret. It doesn't
Good.
Bite.
Yeah. Good, now we're having fun.
There he is. The assemblyman sponsor.
Shut up!
Then you go
Shut
out.
Up! Shut up!
The assemblyman sponsoring the no bulb bill calls his proposal the How Many Legislators Does It Take to Change a Light Bulb Act.
This is the light bulb. And don't worry, it doesn't bite. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Shut up.
But the biggest threat to our planet is not the carbon-based fuels we burn, but the fireworks at Disneyland, to hear the neighbors tell it. Folks in Anaheim, California, for decades complained about the smoke and the noise from the 90,000 pounds of gunpowder Disneyland burns every year. Neighbors said their kids have asthma and can't take it. In Disney's defense, it only happens 239 nights a year. And 3 years ago, Disney switched to a new kind of firework that uses compressed air more than explosives, resulting in less smoke and less noise.
Kaboom!
But Disney still uses the traditional fireworks at its location in Hong Kong. And a local paper says people there are starting to wonder about the effect on their health. By the way, Disney settled out of court that wrongful death lawsuit involving a ride and a four-year-old boy with a heart condition. Court records just made public show that the settlement was reached in late October, and Disney has now reopened its Mission Space ride. And for people with weak hearts, a tamer version of that ride has opened as well. When white college students recently put on blackface and butt padding for a Martin Luther King party, they should have known it would turn out like this.
Excuse me, let me just take this moment out. Spotlight. One of the higher institutions of learning.
Right.
And I am proud to say that my son was not involved in this party, even though it did happen on the campus of Clemson University.
Right. The Clemson Tigers. They should have known.
And I know better with my son.
Right.
Right. But I got to be honest with you. This had been out in the news, and he called me up like the day after it was on the AP Wire
right.
and said, "Well, that's really bad publicity for Clemson. Hey, Dad, I got to tell you something. I was at that party." And, of course, he was working me. I said, "Oh, Bart, that's all. I can't believe you went to a party with blackface and eating chicken." He said, "Eating fried chicken." He said, "Day after week." He said, "Dad, I'm kidding. I promise. I'm kidding. It's a joke." I said, "Phew. Okay." Next day, I get home from work. The mail's sitting out there in a stack, and there's a big official-looking letter from Clemson University.
Oh, no.
That
you're,
says,
you're a little paranoid.
It's addressed to me.
Of course.
Not to him.
Right.
And it's from the dean's office.
Oh, dear.
So I immediately swear to Christ, I think the worst. Like, oh, that little bastard. God, that bastard. You know, right away I'm thinking, publicity nightmare, right?
Right. Secret probation.
I opened the thing up and it's like, Mrs.
Congratulations, your son has made the dean's list.
There you go. See,
that's a good ending.
That is a happy ending.
Well, these students and their 40-ounce malt liquors wound up on Facebook.com. They called their party Living the Dream, an obvious reference to Dr. King's most famous speech, the one that gave them the day off of school for an off-campus party. Hundreds of students have since risen to protest, and yesterday they angrily faced off with school officials demanding an investigation.
I'm sure my son was there doing the protesting.
The few who threw the party have apologized, saying they now know even that's not enough. They say they meant no offense by their theme party, but they say they realize now just how many people it really did offend.
Well, hold on, here we go. Let's go to a newsmaker. Let me see if I can...
So this is on the campus of Clemson University.
Or off campus, technically.
Off campus.
Right, but it's a big controversy on campus.
I think the padding was over.
You think what?
The padding, the butt padding was too much.
Oh. Too much.
That was over the top, Robbie?
In bad taste.
Is that where you draw the line?
Anyone would tell you that, Don.
Okay, Rob Spiewak.
Forwarded to an automatic voice.
Hold on. Drive it home. Do.
That's really big of you to admit that, Rob.
Thank you, Mike O'Mara.
It's okay, Rob Spiewak.
All right, Stuart, he's not there. He's at another party now.
Too bad.
I know where you're going. Hard
score. If you're looking...
Hold on, he's there. Hey, dude, you're on the air, son.
Oh, hey, Papa.
Hey, guess what story Buzz is doing on the news right now about your college?
Oh, that was a pretty good party.
About the protest.
I told everybody how you called me up and said, hey, Dad, that party... And I flipped out for 1 second, thinking you had actually been at that party.
Are there TV crews all over the campus now?
I haven't seen them, but no. That party was a little bit out of hand.
Yeah. Are you having a party at your place right now?
Rob's a plumber.
It's a small gathering, but you could say that.
It could turn into a party.
You're not wearing blackface with Afro wigs, are you?
No. I have a tinfoil on my teeth, so it looks like they're all gold.
Is it a celebration of Wednesday?
Yes.
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Halfway through the week, and we may get school off tomorrow. There's supposed to be snow.
Yes.
Oh. Hey,
a lot of people are counting on that 1 inch of snow.
He's down in South Carolina. Right. He might get any snow down there.
Well, even if you get an inch down here, people still lose their mind.
Right.
Hey, Barney, what is the reaction on campus about that party? Is that a black eye for Clemson? Two parts of the pun. Is that a black eye, or do kids not give a crap?
Nobody's really talking about it from what I've heard.
Well, there were hundreds of kids protesting yesterday, I understand.
I didn't get the memo. I wasn't with the protesters. I may have gone, but I didn't hear about that.
Bart, it is in the South. Is it like Richmond? Is it Martin Luther King Day, or is it Lee Jackson King Day?
I see, the War of Northern Aggression.
Well, no, because in Richmond, about. They still it's named true. The holiday after Martin Luther King and two Southern Civil War generals, which I've always found quite ironic.
I hadn't heard that either. Just behind in general.
Well, that's why you're in college.
All right, son, I love you. I'll see you later. Hey, Dean's List, I'll see you later.
Oh, right on. All right.
All right, bye, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right in the center of the controversy. Right.
I think I know my son pretty well. Mm-hmm. He's drinking beer today.
Well, he said it's the middle of the week.
Yes.
I remember those days. You got to celebrate something.
He's having some sort of a social this afternoon.
It's a church social.
About 3 beers, you think?
I think maybe, maybe starting the 4th. Yeah.
Sounded like there was quite a little gaggle in the background there.
I think so. Anyway, well, there you go. There's a newsmaker for you, Buzz. There you go. My son was not at that party.
Up next, if you're looking for loving, you may have to look no further than your workplace.
I like rape.
Oh, dear me.
All right.
Wow.
I was dedicated to you, Rob.
Thank you, Dr.
I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They can cure the itch in your ditch. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Did we just hear that one?
We did?
I could hear it again.
We just did. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia. I wanted to let Rob know that Lee Jackson Day and Martin Luther King Day are not the same day anymore.
Ah.
Yeah, a couple years back, people got in a fit. So what they did was the Friday before Martin Luther King weekend, mm-hmm. that's Lee Jackson Day. And if you're a state employee, you get that day off, too.
All right, well, thank you. The Commonwealth of Virginia
Thank you.
Always forward moving.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Thanks
ever
for
forward.
Thank you,
the Commonwealth.
Thank you for your call, sir.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Well, here it is. A new survey of American workers by a recruiting company shows that about 2 out of 5 office workers say they would definitely consider a workplace romance.
I like rape.
About that same number say they've already been there. Of these folks, 30 to 40% say they'd rather their coworkers didn't know about the romance, which means as much as 70% of them don't care who knows. Women are less inclined to go public out of a fear it will hurt their careers.
We don't even have a comment about this story, do we?
Absolutely not. Not today. By the way, 25% of the people who've had office romances say it resulted in marriage.
5 of those people work here.
Rather than cheat on her husband, a 50-year-old...
I mean in this room.
Oh, in this room, of
right.
course. In
5 out of the 6 of us.
Sure. Like us. Rather than cheat on her husband, a 50-year-old Italian woman slipped her 55-year-old husband some Viagra to try to jumpstart their sex life.
Mamma mia.
Oh, how about a little blue pill?
That's a sexy meatball.
Look at that. Okay, up in the heaven. Otis, you go poop now.
Apparently, this guy just wasn't getting it done.
Oh, that's so sad. Sad clown. Look at that. It's a blue steel.
People who take Viagra should see a doctor first. It gave this guy a massive heart attack. He could have died.
Oh, I go down like a sack of potatoes.
He's now recovered, and he says, quote, I'm not mad at her. Thanks to cutting down on the work and stress in his life, he says, quote, our sexual relationship has gotten better.
Oh, Gina, I forgive you for the bigger heart attack.
Even though she's publicly embarrassed him. And
hey, Gina.
Even though she nearly killed him.
You come and scare me with a little blue pill, huh?
Gina.
Hey, Vagina.
And that brings us to C is for Cynthia Summers, now 33 years old.
C.
Uh-huh.
I remember coming home once. And my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
You are right, Oprah.
Cynthia Summers was married to a 23-year-old Marine named Todd Summer, who was stationed in San Diego back in 2002. He died of his heart attack, and because he was so young and because Cynthia started throwing big parties after his death and seeing a lot of guys, Todd's friends and family got suspicious. They got the military to investigate, and what do you know? Todd's liver had over 1,000 times the normal amount of arsenic in it. C is for Cynthia, poisoned her husband to get his $250,000 life insurance.
I've got a question for you. Was that an Oprah tape that you
played? Yes, it was, Johnny.
I'm going to do a little Karnak for you right now.
Hi-oh!
A month of Sundays.
A month of Sundays.
What does Oprah Winfrey order for dessert?
A real one. I watched it today.
Okay, off you go. Well,
thank you, Simon.
Well, as for C, as in Cynthia Summers, she'll no doubt find someone in prison who appreciates the breast implant she got with some of the insurance money.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Enjoy your month of Sundays.
Parents would rather their daughter dated some stranger at a biker bar than hook up with some creep on the internet, according to a new Zogby poll. It shows that a dweeb from a Star Trek convention would rank even higher on the parental approval list. Sadly, there aren't...
Hello, Mr. O'Meara. I am here to see one of your beautiful daughters.
You know the way I feel about that? By the time my girls get to be dating age, isn't that going to be kind of the norm? It's already taking shape that everybody, I mean, the internet is the internet.
Nerds are running
right.
The world.
Well, I mean, people, dating is no longer even close to what it used to be people meet and they do background checks on the internet. I mean, that's the way, it's a reality.
I have been texting your daughters all afternoon, sir.
Oh, that's wonderful. Come on downstairs, son. I want to show you something. This is a bat signed by Carl Yastrzemski. Let me make sure you get a really good look at it.
He's a famous homosexual baseball player.
No, that little fag that was written on there was done by radio partner Don Geronimo. Don't pay attention to that, son.
He's a dick.
Just pay attention to the meat end of this bat.
How old are your daughters now? Seriously, Mike.
Well, mine are 11 and 9.
Okay, and you think that they will... Now, seriously, no kidding.
A biker bar?
No. When do you think they will start dating?
Well, the 11-year-old, Catherine, has already gone to a dance where there were 6th graders and 7th graders, and that's pretty damn close there.
You've answered the question.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's already kind of there.
It's started.
Started, and I am, you know, every single day in my little town, I go by the same gun store that just starts... it's starting to talk to me a little bit. It's starting to say, I'm here. Are you a man of your word? Are you going to go back to what you said? Remember way back when they were born.
But remember this as well.
Yes.
The more that you say no, 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 the more that you're saying to them subconsciously, yes, yes, yes.
See, that's the thing. I don't
defy your daddy.
I'm not doing the rebel thing. Now, and I also have the advantage of the single parent thing, but there's no reason why just to clean it, you know, when he comes over, I couldn't sit there with, like, a little towel in my lap and I'm cleaning, you know, a Glock.
Oh, okay. You're talking about cleaning his Glock.
No, not saying. No restrictions. No, no. You kids go out and have a good time.
But you're talking about his genitals.
No.
He said just to clean them.
No, no, I'd just be sitting there.
Oh, I understand.
Cleaning, you know, probably with no idea what I'm doing. But I'd figure out how to take it apart and just be, there you go, kids. Hey, listen, have a good time. Come back, you know, use your best judgment.
But you know that's not going to work. You know that as soon as the guy got your daughter out to the car, he'd say, boy, your dad's kind of imposing with that gun and everything. God, that makes you so much hotter to me.
And then, and now then you're scaring me.
Forbidden fruit.
Yeah. And then she'd say, you know, hey, my dad is all talk. He's a lover, not a fighter.
And then she'd be extremely disappointed as you know, six shots, like, went through the back window into the back of his head. And I know we'd probably be estranged from that point forward, but sure. I feel good about it.
Sure. You think you might be?
Just me standing there. All talk, huh? All right, come on, Catherine.
How unfortunate.
She'd be 17 years old.
Come along.
She's 17. Come on. He slumped over the steering wheel. I'm like, hey, let's go. The smoking gun. Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Never mind. All he did was like hold her hand or something.
Yeah. I'm really, really sorry. Just give me a hand with that shovel, please.
And we say good for you, Cletus. Kevin Federline has reportedly turned down Britney's divorce settlement of $25 million, her offer.
Well, then he is dumber than he appears.
Well, he rejected her first offer of 10 and her second offer of 20. He was expected to accept the offer of 25. No, he says it's not enough.
I don't care if he's making fun of himself on that TV commercial. I still hate the guy. Even though he's poking fun at himself, he's still
a Have you seen the commercial?
I've seen the whole commercial.
Getting great reviews.
He's a stain. It's not that big a deal.
Do you guys think there's a chance that he's got something on her? Because why else would she offer him $10 million then $20 million? He's a pimple on her ass.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps upping the price, and she keeps agreeing to it.
Doesn't she want him to stay away from the kids, though?
Yeah, custody has a lot to do with this.
Well, and also the fact that she worked and he didn't.
He's going to be the type of guy that knocks on your door. Mr. Romero? Hi, my name is Kevin Federline. I'm here to date your daughters.
You know what I'll do in that particular circumstance? I'll call you. And I'll get you over to the house. And I said, just bring it.
Over.
Bring it all.
I'm ready.
Bring it all right now.
You know me, I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I do have a Louisville Slugger.
And then it'll be like, and we'll do different roles. You'll play the role of the long lost brother, you know, the coworker that's coming over, you know, just, and then, you know, you'll just put your arm around the guy and like, take him for a walk.
Should we play the Pulp Fiction game with Kevin Federline if he comes over to date your daughters?
Yes.
We take him down to the basement?
Absolutely. And just, you know, right up to the point, you know, you and I wouldn't want to really do anything.
Some pipe-wielding Negroes I know.
Right.
Yeah.
In sports.
There is no you and me.
If you're flying on...
Are we cool?
We cool.
And all you see just the back of thing right there. Just the handgun.
With the Band-Aid.
Mike and I both immediately, almost like the Heil Hitler thing, we did the same move where he just puts his right hand up in there, you just see the back of his head like, yeah, get the frig out of here, Bruce Willis.
You're talking about Mr. soon to be living the rest of his life in excruciating pain rapist over here.
Are we cool?
We cool.
In sports, rapper and NBA team owner Jay-Z.
I didn't get my blueberry pancake.
Worst part of Pulp Fiction. Wish they'd take her out of that movie. Can't stand her.
When he goes back to the hotel to get her and he's on the motorcycle.
Right.
Where'd you get the chopper, baby?
She almost gets him killed.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
Rapper and NBA team owner Jay-Z might be surprisingly comfortable with this. The company that'll pay $400 million over the next 20 years for the naming rights for the Nets, new arena in Brooklyn, used to be one of the world's biggest slave traders, this company did. Barclays Bank of England says it will also donate $2.5 million to repair public basketball courts throughout Brooklyn.
When I say slave traders, you know how Rob used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Four of that guy for two of that guy.
Yeah.
And a draft choice to be named later.
Yeah, well, frankly, it was one of Rob's distant relatives.
Finally,
looked exactly like him.
In Milwaukee, a cop responded to the call of a possible truancy at the Grand Avenue Mall downtown. He spotted the class-cutting kid and stopped him. kid refused to give his name or age, so the cop had to get a bit more threatening. That's when the kid took off like a shot. As he split, he threw his bag at the cop. His colostomy bag. Cop says it splattered everywhere, including into his eyes.
Incredible!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Wow, that's good, Buzz. Yeah. I'll think about that tonight.
I know you will.
At dinner.
We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Hat, are we cool?
We're cool. And good night, Buzz Burbank. Good night, Mike O'Mara. Good night, Don.
Okay.
Geronimo.
Bye-bye.
There is no you and me.
This is the Don and Mike Show.